listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as the Bowie Bay Sox get set to wrap up a six-game set against the Altoona Curve. A beautiful Sunday afternoon for baseball as Bowie looks to split the six-game set against their division foe. Andre McGarrow here with you, counting you down to first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Curve, just inside of 20 minutes to go before first pitch for the Sunday matinee. And it has been an up-and-down series, to say the least, for Bowie. Some extraordinary highs with a walk-off win on Tuesday and a no-hitter by the team on Friday, but also some wonky games that have just not turned up in their favor. The Wild comeback on Thursday night, where they nearly erased an 11-run deficit at one point, falling 13-11. And then last night's contest that, well, the Bay Sox were fighting out of an early deficit and looked like they might have had a route back into the game, but Mother Nature came in and the game was called in the top of the sixth inning before Bowie was able to complete the comeback last night. Was a big start, like you said, for Altoona in last night's ballgame. Houston Roth gave up a pair of home runs to leadoff hitter Leover Peguero, one of those to kick off the ballgame just a few pitches in the top of the first. And Altoona would scrape across another run in that frame before Peguero would hit his second home run of the evening in the second inning. From there, it was Bowie trying to chip away and find their way back into the game, but just being unable to do so. An opener for Altoona and Braden Ogle before Justin Mize took over on the mound. Bowie hit the ball hard against Mize, just never was able to quite put up that crooked number to come all the way back. They got a run in the bottom of the second from a Randy Florentino sacrifice fly. John Rhodes, who has continued to hit the ball extremely well since coming off the injured list, had an RBI single in the third. That made it a two-run game. And then after Houston Roth's day was done following his four innings of work, Connor Loprich entered. Unfortunately, surrendered his first earned run of the season when Henry Davis hit another home run, his fourth against the Bay Sox this season, 10th overall, to make it 5-2 Altoona. That's when the rain started to fall, transitioning towards the bottom half of the fifth inning, started coming down fast. Now, Bowie was trying to use the chaos of the situation and trying to squeeze that last half inning in. As an opportunity to bolt a late comeback, Billy Cook doubled into the left center field gap to get two more runs for the Bay Sox. He's been swinging an exceptionally hot bat really all around this month, but particularly here at home, as it got the Bay Sox back within one at 5-4. The top of the sixth started. Altoona got another run. There were two balls on the Bay Sox infield, one of them an infield single, one of them an error, where the conditions certainly played an impact on the fielder's ability to field the baseball. A couple of wild pitches from Loprich, and it was enough to bring that game into a weather delay with how the rain was falling, and then eventually was called after going into a delay at a 6-4 final in favor of Altoona. So that's how it shakes up here in the Eastern League Southwest Division in the standings. Bowie still sits in last place at 11-25. They are 8 back. Harrisburg is one above them in 5th place at 18-19. They're a game and a half back. Then these Curve, who are back to 500 on the season, 18-18. They're just a game out of 1st place. There is not a situation today where Altoona can take 1st place in the Southwest Division, because the two teams ahead of them who are half game back, Akron and Richmond, both at 19-18, play each other. So even if Erie loses to Harrisburg today, as the Seawolves sit in 1st place at 20-18, it is impossible for Altoona to end in 1st place. But certainly a situation for them to pull within a half game of first place that they will take as they look for the series win, and Bowie is hoping for a series split today. Well, after the rain showers last night, it's another beautiful day for baseball, as we said. The temperatures have hovered around the low to mid-70s pretty much all week, with the exception of yesterday's rainstorm. It's been mostly clear skies as well. Not too many clouds out there, mostly blue, and a very slight wind. When it does pick up, it's been sitting around 10 miles an hour blowing out the center field as we get set for this one this afternoon. Starting lineups, first for the Curve, Leover Peguero, the shortstop, leads off. He will once again continue to try his hot series here against Bowie to close it on a high note. Again, two home runs last night. He's 11-21 in the series. Lolo Sanchez bats second to play center field. Henry Davis, the catcher, comes out of right field back behind the dish and hits third. Mason Martin's the DH, batting fourth. Jacob Gonzalez, the first baseman, comes back in off the bench and hits fifth. Matt Frazier will hit sixth, batting from the left side in right field. Fabricio Macias turns things back around to the right side in left field. Drew Maggi will hit eighth and play second base. And then Claudio Fienahl, getting his second start of the series, will bat ninth at third. It's Justin Armbruster on the mound for the Bay Sox. Again, second lowest ERA in the Eastern League among qualifiers. He's been exceptional all season, and Tuesday in his first start of this series was really no exception. Six innings, did allow three runs. They were all unearned due to an error in the frame, and he's hoping for another strong start tonight to try to get his second win of the season. Lineup for the Bay Sox. Cesar Prieto leads off, batting from the left side, playing second base. Kobe Mayo at third base will hit second. Heston Kerstad back at first base for his fourth time in 5 games. He'll hit from the left side and bat third. John Rhodes hits cleanup and plays left field. T.T. Bowens out in right field for the first time in double-A, batting fifth. Dante Williams hits sixth and does the DHing. Billy Cook in center field at seventh. Tim Susnara will catch his second straight game as he catches Armbruster today, batting from the left side, hitting eighth. And another lefty, Anthony Servidio at shortstop, rounds things out at ninth. Tuesday starter for Altoona also goes again for them. Jared Jones, 0-1 on the season with a 2.70 ERA. He was effective against the Bay Sox in his outing on Tuesday, but he only went four innings. Did strike out a season-high seven batters and was really in control of the game his first three frames. But second time through the lineup, Bowie made a lot of hard contact off of him. High 90s fastball, good movement on his off-speed to supplement that, gives him the high strikeout numbers. But the Bay Sox, again, third time seeing Jones this season, look to have the formula for some success here today. Justin Armbruster will also be hoping to put the Bay Sox in a situation to grab a win. And we talked to Armbruster about his start earlier this week and really his great start to the season so far. We'll catch up with him and talk further when we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as part of Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we're joined by Bay Sox right-handed starter Justin Armbruster. Justin, it's been a phenomenal start to the season. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the show this afternoon.
So you had a sensational start a couple days ago, the six innings against Altoona, but also this season in total. You have the second lowest ERA in the Eastern League so far among qualifiers. What has been working for you so far this season? And then take us a little bit through your start here the other day on Tuesday.
So far this season, I've really just been working on attacking the zone, using all four pitches on a solid mix, and trying to get ahead of hitters and win the race to two counts. And that was kind of our big plan going into this last start. We got an aggressive team across the diamond in Altoona, and just really filling up the zone, trying to get weak contact. And if we can get strikeouts, get strikeouts. But the name of the game is get 27 outs as fast as possible.
And you were working with a lot of pace in that one. You and your compatriot on the mound, Jared Jones, his first three innings took about 30 minutes. You're getting a lot of weak contact early on. What were you really using to attack them first time through the lineup?
Just a fastball cutter mix, and then bringing in the slider and the curveball when I need a little bit of a bigger shape. But just a four-pitch mix for me has really paid dividends for me throughout the offseason. And now leading into this season, I've really seen the development play, and then it started to lead into some success this season.
So that four-pitch mix you're talking about, what was the development for that like? Is that a recent development, bringing some of those pitches in, or has it always been like that for you?
So when I got drafted, I was mostly just fastball slider. Last year during the season, I developed a cutter. And then this year, after going over some stuff with the analytics guys, we kind of thought that a curveball might play well to the lefties. And so far, it's helped me add another weapon to a lefty, and then even to some righties, I'll drop it in every once in a while.
And you've had quite a bit of time now in Bowie over the last two seasons. How have you seen yourself grow the most just from this time last season coming up here and getting situated at Double-A to now a point where you've been here for a while and you're beginning to look comfortable and more dominant on the mound?
I feel like the biggest thing that I've had to learn is just how to attack the zone, but then also how to expand out of the zone when you need to. Because as I learned last year, when you get to Double-A, it's kind of when your career really starts. But the hitters are Double-A. They know what they want. They know what they're looking for, and they know what not to swing at. So there's definitely an adjustment period there. And then now kind of moving into this year, I feel like I have that adjustment under my belt. Now I can just go to work and attack hitters.
What was it like on Tuesday working with Mark Colesvary? I know there was the early double to Leover Peguero, and then you guys had a brief mound visit. And then from that point, it seemed like you two were on perfect synergy. What was it like working with him? Because I know there's been a rotation of catchers here in Bowie in the early portion of the season.
Yeah, there's been a rotation of catchers for sure, but it was definitely a truly special experience to get to work with one of our older guys who's been in AAA, who has that experience, who has that pitch calling experience, especially for me as still a relatively young guy. To get to work with a guy of that veteran status is really awesome for me. Yeah, we had a quick meeting. I got to say that was on me, not knowing the correct sequence of signs, but we got it figured out, and then we settled in after that and were able to go six innings.
Now, it's always tough when a guy comes in right away, too, and you got to be the one to work with him. So definitely understandable. We're here with Bay Sox right-hander Justin Armbruster on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Justin, I want to talk to you a little bit about Forrest Hermann, because you got to work with him in Aberdeen last year, now him coming up to Bowie. How do you work with Coach Hermann, and what has it been like getting to work with him?
I like working with Forrest a lot. Like I said, in one of the interviews I did in the offseason, Forrest is a wizard. I mean, he was able to look at how I throw the ball, how I move last year, and develop a cutter. I think we developed it in like 3 weeks before I came up to Bowie. But then even in the offseason and now into this season, he's able to take developing pitches and then also taking those developed pitches once they're developed and moving them into, okay, if we throw it in this part of the zone versus this part of the zone, it plays so much better to one hitter versus another.
You've been joined by quite a number of talented arms in the rotation this season, a couple of them as well, Cade Povich and Chase McDermott. What have you seen from their development? Because those guys have been right there with you so far this year.
Yeah, when those two guys came in, I want to say it was 4 or 5 weeks after I did, we kind of all got on the same page and was like, hey, let's just help you, all of us develop at the same time. We're all here. We all have the same tools. Why not bounce ideas off each other? And those two have excelled as much as I have, if not even more. And getting to work with those two every day inside the locker room and on the field has been truly a pleasure.
And you've continued now to pitch deeper into starts with that same efficiency. What's next for you here this season as you look to grow and we get deeper into the season?
I'd like to get my strikeouts numbers back up a little bit, but I really can't ask too much. I mean, if I can go six innings every start, it works for me. It's just another day at the office. But yeah, I'd love to get those strikeouts numbers up, but if I can keep the runs off the board, that's what's most important for me.
And get another crack at the curve here on Sunday as the projected starter. We wish you best of luck there. We're going to ask you one more question, though. Away from the field, what's been the most fun thing you've been doing so far this season?
I mean, playing golf for me, I've always played golf for like 6, 7, 8 years now. I love playing new courses. Just kind of helps me take my mind off the field. But yeah, playing golf. I'm watching the PGA this week. I have Scotty Scheffler this weekend, so hopefully on Sunday, I'll be able to get my business done and then watch Scotty Scheffler get a win on the PGA. So we'll see what happens.
What's your best round so far this year?
I want to say like somewhere in the high 70s. I haven't been playing my best golf since I haven't been playing as much as I want to, but I'm getting paid to play baseball nowadays, so I'm having a lot of fun as it is.
That's fair. Best golfer on the team?
No, the best golfer on the team is Jensen Elliott. I can't take that trophy.
Fair enough. Hey, well, wishing you the best of luck on Sunday. We thank you for taking the time, and best of luck the rest of the way as well.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and go Bay Sox.
That was right-handed pitcher Justin Armbruster sitting down with us. When we get back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we get you set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely, because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back here at Prince George's Stadium as we get set for first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Curve, wrapping up their six-game set here on a beautiful, picture-perfect, really, as nice as you can call it, Sunday afternoon. Temperatures around 70 degrees as it stands right now. Barely any wind to speak of, but when it's picking up, it's around 10 miles per hour, blowing out the center field. We'll see how that affects the two sides as Bowie is looking for a series split at home before heading on the road to take on Akron next week. Let's take you through the starting lineups one more time. First for the visiting Altoona Curve shortstop, Leover Peguero leads off 11 for 21 in the series. He bats on the right side and leads off Lolo Sanchez in center field, hits second. Henry Davis ends a string of three straight righties catching after playing right field the last two nights. He will bat third. DH is a left-handed hitting Mason Martin in the cleanup spot. Jacob Gonzalez plays first base and will bat fifth from the right side. Then it's the only other lefty in the lineup, Matt Frazier, hitting sixth and playing right field. Fabricio Macias in left field, Drew Maggi at second base, Claudio Finol at third base, rounds out the bottom three for Altoona. They'll go against right-hander Justin Armbruster for the Bay Sox, 1-1 on the season, 1.54 ERA. Bowie lineup is Cesar Prieto batting from the left side, leading off playing second base. Kobe Mayo at third base, bats second. Heston Kerstad at first, hits third. John Rhodes, the left fielder, will bat cleanup. In right field is T.T. Bowens for the first time in AA, hitting fifth. Dante Williams, the DH, will bat sixth from the left side. Billy Cook, the right-handed hitting center fielder, hits seventh. And back-to-back lefties to end things out. It's the catcher, Tim Cisnara, making his second start as an Orioles farmhand. And the shortstop, Anthony Servideo, rounds things out, batting ninth for the Bay Sox. They're opposed by right-hander Jared Jones on the hill for Altoona. It is the third time that Bowie has seen Jared Jones this season. He's 0-1 on the season, a 2.70 ERA. Certainly has a power arm, particularly with that fastball of his, but he is still ramping things up after a brief stint on the injured list following his start in April against Bowie due to some back tightness and some back spasms, so he's still trying to work his way, well, back from that. He only went 2 1/3 in his first start off the injured list and only went four innings throwing 59 pitches on Tuesday. Despite the high strikeout numbers and really managing the pitch count quite well, he has been hoping to get back into shape here today. Big one in terms, at least for Altoona, in the terms of the Southwest Division standings. The Curve only a game and a half out of first place, or a game out of first, I should say, in the Southwest Division standings. Bowie is 11-25 on the season. They're 8 back, but looking for a split and looking for some momentum before they head out on the road to play Akron next week. So once again, the lineups are Peguero, Sanchez, Davis, Martin, Gonzalez, Frazier, Macias, Maggi, Finol for the Curve, and they'll go against right-hander Justin Armbruster on the bump for the Bay Sox. Bowie's lineup is Prieto, Mayo, Kerstad, Rhodes, Bowens, Williams, Cook, Cisnara, Servideo to go against the right-handed hitting, or excuse me, right-handed arm of Jared Jones here this afternoon. Finale of a six-game set at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox are looking for a split. Altoona is trying to nab a series win, and Armbruster looking for win number two on the season. Bay Sox are getting set and taking the field as we stand here right in front of us on a beautiful Sunday afternoon at Prince George's Stadium. We'll step aside. Thank you for listening to this presentation of the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, but don't go anywhere. Bay Sox baseball is just around the corner as Bowie ends off this series against Altoona. We return. Matt Sabatis will have the call for you. And Bay Sox baseball coming up next on Capital Gold. WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. members of Steamfitters UA Local 602, provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's the finale of this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Justin Armbruster warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Altoona Curve that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, you've got Leover Peguero, followed by Lolo Sanchez in center field batting second. Henry Davis is the catcher batting third. Mason Martin, DH, cleans up. Jacob Gonzalez is at first base batting fifth. Matt Frazier in right field bats sixth. Fabricio Macias is in left field batting seventh. Drew Maggi at second base bats eighth. And Claudio Finol is at third base batting ninth. The Curve are the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Calix Crabb, assisted by Cale Johnson, Joe Nunnally, Blake Butler, and Gary Green. Altoona is 18-18 on the season, a one-game winning streak, 5-5 over their last 10, 12-10 when playing on the road. Again, that Altoona lineup features Leover Peguero, Lolo Sanchez, Henry Davis, Mason Martin, Jacob Gonzalez, Matt Frazier, Fabricio Macias, Drew Maggi, Claudio Finol, all to face off against Justin Armbruster on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie is 309 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field, with wind pushing at a decent gust out toward left center, whipping around just a tad as it moves harder out toward left at the moment. We're looking at it top out at around 11 miles an hour this afternoon. As the right-hander Peguero digs into the batter's box, a 276 average and an 808 OPS in 33 games, 12 doubles, no triples, 4 homers, 19 runs batted in. As Armbruster waits to climb the hill with a right-hander in the box now, a fantastic-looking day for a series finale here in Bowie, Maryland. Peguero sets in with a third baseman pinched in. Gobi Mayo in on the baseline as Armbruster sets. Kicks and fires the first pitch. It's a fastball. Misses high at 92, and we're underway at 1:08 p.m. on a 72-degree sunny day here in Bowie, Maryland. As Armbruster sets for the next offering, here it comes. Off speed, misses just a tad bit inside, and it runs the count to 2 balls and no strikes on Peguero. Quality day at the plate yesterday for Leover Peguero. He was the linchpin for Altoona's victory as the 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Off speed outside, and it runs the count to 2-1. Peguero took the third pitch of the game deep to left field for a solo home run. His next plate appearance in the second inning went deep to center field. A 2-run blast, the 2-1 pitch. It's a curveball down and away. Tried to get snapped up there by Tim Susnara behind home plate, but nothing. And it runs the count to 3 balls and 1 strike. As Armbruster sets for the next offering, here it is. Lifted in the air, toward foul ground. Long run for Bowen, sprinting in right. And he's going to run out of room as it falls in just to the right side of the Bay Sox bullpen. Might have hit a little bit off of the wall as well, but it is a foul. And it runs the count full here to start out this game. Peguero hits well with full counts, a 385 average and a 40% walk rate. It was a long run for Cesar Prieto at second base as well. He'll take the jog back into his normal position while Armbruster comes set out of the wind. Drops down to the waist with ball and glove, the 3-2. High bouncer, Baltimore chopped to second. Prieto gloves it on the hop. Rainbow throw to first is just too high. Nearly got it there. The timing was right, but Heston Kerstad had to hop up to pull it down. That'll go in as a base hit for Leover Peguero. He's got hits in back-to-back games in 9 of his last 10. Very difficult to pull that one in, and with how hard it was hit off of the bat, 109 miles an hour from Peguero, it got so high off of its initial bounce. Very difficult for Prieto, but
He at least got it close. Here's Lolo Sanchez. First pitch is called strike, and it's nothing and one to start. A 196 average for Sanchez, a 642 OPS in 28 games, three doubles, no triples, three homers, 10 runs batted in this season. As the 0-1 pitch comes in from Armbruster, and it's golfed into shallow center. Cook, couple of steps down. Now he increases his speed with the wind. Adjusting, he makes the catch. There's one away. Rest of the Bowie defense, from left to right of the outfield, you've got John Rhodes, Billy Cook, T.T. Bowens. Kobe Mayo is at third, Anthony Servideo at short, Cesar Prieto at second, Heston Kerstad at first, and Tim Susnara catches behind the plate for Justin Armbruster on the mound. In steps Henry Davis, 3.11 average and 11.23 OPS in 30 games, 5 doubles and a triple, 10 homers, 22 RBI. First pitch, and Davis nicks it foul back to the screen. It's nothing and one to start. Rain shortened affair last night. 6-4 loss for the Bay Sox. Two runs early for the curve, including that leadoff solo home run by Leover Peguero. They were down 4-0 before they really got going, and they did get a little bit of action in the fifth inning. Runner goes. Next pitch is popped up. Right side. Playable here for Bowens. He shades to his left after moving to his right and makes the catch. So quickly, two gone. Now Mason Martin to bat with runner at first. Left-hander, one of just two in the lineup for Altoona, is hitting 182 with an 869 OPS in 24 games. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Ethan Gorsak over at third base. Tyler Whitty is at first, and Austin Snow calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. Five doubles for Martin this year, no triples. Does have six home runs, including one against Bowie, but his batting average against the Bay Sox is less than half of his overall season average, and he's only hitting 182. First pitch. And he watches a called strike. Fastball nicks the outside half of the plate, and it's nothing and one to start. Justin Armbruster, 6'4", 235-pound right-hander, 2021 draft selection from the University of New Mexico. 1-1 on the season for Bowie, a 1.54 ERA. Fires the 0-1 as a pickoff back to first as they've caught the runner. And the throw goes to short, and Kerstad threw it into left field. So that's going to be a pickoff for Armbruster. No, they're just ruling it a straight stolen base. Armbruster probably could have gotten the pickoff, and he looks a little frustrated throwing the ball back to the dugout that he's going to have to continue to dance with Mason Martin as Leover Peguero picks up the steal. Armbruster's ERA is second best in the Eastern League. His whip of 1.09 is fourth best. This is his eighth appearance and start. He's one of the few pitchers for Bowie that has been a full-time starter this season, as the 0-1 to Martin is a curveball, misses down and in. It's one ball and one strike. 35 innings for Armbruster, only 28 strikeouts, 11 walks. Opponents only hitting him at a 2.13 clip, though. The contact he's allowed has been weak enough to work easily with the defenders. He's allowed three home runs. 1-1 pitch to Martin. Breaking ball down, kept in front by Susnara, and it goes to two balls and one strike. Defense was a bit of an issue for the Bay Sox last night, but not all of it was their fault. The umpiring crew had allowed yesterday's game to go on much too long. After the bottom of the fifth had concluded, they allowed the sixth inning to start through pouring rains. Bay Sox committed an error. There were two wild pitches as the 2-1 missed up and away, and the count goes to 3-1 here on Martin. And after a wild pitch nearly took off Leover Peguero's head, the umpires finally realized their mistake and called for the tarp. The game was eventually called as Bowie fell 6-4. Bay Sox have been out-hitting their opponent plenty of times this season, but have still been coming up short in a handful of those. As the 3-1 is checked on up and in, that's ball four. This has got to be frustrating for Armbruster, as Martin draws the two-out walk when Armbruster had picked off Peguero and should have been out of the inning. Now Jacob Gonzalez will bat. The Bay Sox have lost 11 games this season in which they out-hit their opponent. 19 of their 36 games played, Bowie has out-hit their opponent in their 8-11 in those games. Here's Jacob Gonzalez, first and second, two outs, first pitch, and he lines it foul, third base side. Kobe Mayo was shaded up the line for it. Maybe could have gotten a jump for that. I'm not sure. It's nothing and one to start. 250 average for Gonzalez, a 629 OPS in 19 games. One double, no triples, two homers, 11 runs batted in. Scoreless game here in the top of the first inning as Bowie looks for their first series split of the season. It'll be their best outcome in a single series since the start of the year. The 0-1 to Gonzalez. Breaking ball, knuckled foul. In on the hands and back behind the plate. Count quickly to nothing and two. Bowie won two of the first three games of the season, taking a three-game tilt against Hartford. But since then, the best that they've been able to do in any individual series is just two wins. Most recently, they pulled that off against Akron back in April. As the 0-2 pitch is well too far outside, slider runs the count to a ball and two strikes here on Gonzalez. Armbruster is coming off of a quality start against this same squad on Tuesday. Tuesday-Sunday starter this week, and it was nearly a scoreless performance for Armbruster. Six innings, three runs, none of them were earned. As the 1-2 pitch is ticked foul again, back to the screen this time, count stays. An error with two outs in the sixth inning. Eventually led to the three runs coming across when Henry Davis slugged a three-run home run. The Bay Sox had to tie the game in the bottom of the sixth on a Mark Colesvery two-run home run, and Bowie picked up their first walk-off win of the season in the ninth. Another 1-2 pitch. Gonzalez checks his swing on a breaking ball up and away. Popped out of the glove briefly for Susnara, but it was within his wheelhouse. He was able to barehand it in the air, and the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. But again, this inning is extending. That was the 19th pitch for Armbruster when he should have been done basically a batter and a half ago at this point. 2-2. Driven deep out to right. Bowens backpedaling, though, seems to have it fairly easily, and he does. Makes the catch up against the left shoulder. So a single and a walk of no issue for Armbruster. Bottom of the first coming up. Altoona nothing. Bowie set to bat on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, a 21-pitch first inning for Justin Armbruster eventually worked scoreless as we move to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis. And as Jared Jones warms on the mound for the Altoona Curve, the starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Cesar Prieto, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Heston Kerstad is at first base, batting third. John Rhodes in left field cleans up. T.T. Bowens is in right field, batting fifth. Dante Williams, the DH, bats sixth. Billy Cook is in center field, batting seventh. Tim Susnara is the catcher, batting eighth. And Anthony Servideo is the shortstop, batting ninth. Bowie is the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Erman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Again, the Bowie lineup features Prieto, Mayo, Kerstad, Rhodes, Bowens, Williams, Cook, Susnara, Servideo, all to face off against Jared Jones in the mound. As left-hander Prieto digs in, 386 average, a 977 OPS in 35 games. First pitch in to him, and he watches it, called for strike at the knees. Fastball opens it up at nothing and one. Bowie is 11-25 on the season, a one-game losing streak, 3-7 over the last 10. As third base plays in, the 0-1 pitch, Prieto watches it miss under the knees this time, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Nine doubles and a triple for Prieto, four home runs, 17 runs batted in. As the wind starts to die down a little bit here at the ballpark. 1-1 pitch, and Prieto bounces it to the right side and through the gap once more for a base hit. They keep closing that gap between second and first, and Prieto still sneaks it through. He did that in the first inning of yesterday's game, too. Extends his hit streak to six consecutive games, already adding on to his league-leading hit total. He's up to 55 now in 37 total games for the Bay Sox. Kobe Mayo will bat. A scoreless game here in the bottom of the first. Back in the first inning yesterday, Mayo hit into a fielder's choice that eliminated Prieto from the base paths. He'll try and avoid that same fate here. 262 average for Mayo this season. First pitch in from Jones, and it misses down. Davis from the catcher's squad tried to throw to first, but Barreto scampered back in time before a throw got through. It's 1-0 to start. 860 OPS for Mayo, 35 games played, 11 doubles and a triple, 4 homers, 13 runs batted in this season. Next offering misses a bit down and away. 2 balls and no strikes on Mayo. Gobi does good in day games. OPS north of 1,000. Even strikeout to walk ratio. Like I said, I think he might be a morning person. 2-0 pitch, fouled off back to the screen, and it's 2-1. Mayo had a big home run against Altoona, and I believe it was actually against Jones during the 11 a.m. game back at PNG Field. That was against Justin Mize. Next pitch, crushed. Deep out to right center field. Frazier out to the warning track. And the wall. It's gone. Gobi Mayo says goodbye. His 5th home run of the season. A 2-run blast. And the Bay Sox lead 2-0 in the first. Gobi Mayo is a morning person. 109 miles an hour. 401 feet from home plate. RBIs number 14 and 15. And the Bay Sox have the early advantage. Bowie has been a good contact team in the first inning this season. Batting average of just under 270 compared to their overall average of 230 when those hits come in the first. Here's Heston Kerstad. First pitch is nicked foul off of the catcher, and it rolls a bit foul to the left side. Count opens up at nothing and one. 310 average for Kerstad, a 1010 OPS in 33 games, if I can read my handwriting. 7 doubles, 3 triples, 9 homers, 18 runs batted in. But already a 2-0 advantage for Bowie, just out of the gate, as we've even gotten the chance to talk about Jerry Jones yet. Next pitch, and Kerstad bounces it off of home plate again, foul. Getting a little bit too far ahead of these breaking pitches and just nicking them, it's nothing in 2. That's only the second home run that Jones has allowed in 20 innings this season. Give you some full season numbers on him in a bit. John Rhodes warming on deck for Bowie as they've got a heavy shade on the infield. Pull side for the lefty. 0-2 is swung on and missed high for strike 3. 3 pitches. 2 of them low, 1 of them a high fastball, and that's what Jones needed to sit down Heston. Let's tell you about the Altoona defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Fabricio Macias, Lolo Sanchez, Matt Frazier, Claudio Finol at third, Leover Peguero at short, Drew Maggi at second, Jacob Gonzalez at first, and Henry Davis catching behind the plate for Jared Jones on the mound. Jones, a 6'1", 180-pound, 21-year-old right-hander from Whittier, California, fires the first to John Rhodes, and it's fouled off right side, nothing in one to start. 235 average for Rhodes, a 673 OPS in 24 games, 5 doubles and a triple, 1 home run, 17 runs batted in. Jones, a second-round draft selection in 2020 out of high school, 0-1 in the season for Altoona, a 2.70 ERA. 5 appearances, all starts. 0-1, and it's swung on and missed down. No balls and 2 strikes here on Rhodes. 20 innings, 22 strikeouts, 7 walks. Opponents hitting him at a 219 clip. That home run to Mayo was the second he had allowed this season as Rhodes calls for time. Jones missed a little bit of time at the tail end of April, beginning of May, because of a line drive he had taken off of a Heston Kerstad smoke shot. 0-2 pitch is a high bouncing ball to short, and a good scoop by Leover Peguero. Runs into the throw to first and gets it there. 6-3 put out, retires Rhodes, and there's 2 gone here in the first. Bay Sox in their home white jerseys today. White pants, white cap, the black cursive Bay Sox on the front side of the jersey. Altoona in their road maroon. Gray pants, black cap with the Keystone A logo on the hat, as the first pitch to T.T. Bowens is checked on, called strike anyway, lower outside corner, it's nothing and one. White cursive Altoona on the front of the jersey for the curve. Already the 0-1 pitch into Bowens, and it's bounced slowly up the third baseline, a swinging bunt as Finol bare hands throws much too late. Base hit for T.T. Bowens, 5 consecutive games to start his AA career. He's now 8-for-15. Couldn't ask for a better start from this kid. And now Dante Williams will bat to try and move Bowens around the base paths. As Bowie leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. Still very little wind here this afternoon. We were topping out around 11 miles per hour once the game got going, but it's really slowed. First pitch, Williams watches fastball miss up and away. It's 1-0 to start. 21-pitch first inning for Justin Arbrooster. That was only the 16th pitch for Jared Jones. A couple of long plate appearances late, especially after a pickoff came up just short from an errant first base throw. 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed down from Williams, and the count goes to 1-2. But the Bowie offense backing Arbrooster up, and hopefully he can cruise from here, as Williams is hitting 130 this season, a 457 OPS in 29 games. Four doubles, a triple, no homers. 12 runs batted in. 1-1 pitch, and Williams reaches for it, slaps it to left field and deep. Macias running and curling at the right moment to make the catch just in front of the warning track. Good play. Two-run home run early from Kobe Mayo. Gets the Bay Sox on the board. We're on to the second as Bowie leads on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Second inning here in Bowie. Thanks, as always, for stopping by for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. Bay Sox up 2-0. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. Matt Frazier leads off for Altoona. Justin Arbrooster needed 21 pitches for a scoreless first inning. Probably would have been done around the low teens had it not been for an errant throw from first base on a successful pickoff from Arbrooster. First pitch into Frazier, left-hander, fouls it back behind the netting. And it hits a fan who wasn't paying attention right on the lap. Fortunately, it wasn't that hard hit of a ball, and the good sport is looking for a young fan to give the souvenir to. And you got to keep your eyes peeled, fella. Next pitch is flared into left center field. Cook ranging and is able to camp, makes the catch. And after two pitches, there's one out. Fabricio Macias to bat now. 297 average for Macias, a 789 OPS. 12 games for the left fielder, two doubles, no triples, one homer, five runs batted in. But a 2-0 Bay Sox lead. Only the second time this week that they've scored first in the contest, the other time being, of course, the no-hitter. First pitch to Macias, misses outside, and it's 1-0 to start. Arbrooster has been very good past the first inning for Bowie this season, as the 1-0 pitch is too far inside, and the count goes to 2-0. ERA of 3.86 in the first inning. That's his worst by far. Second inning, an ERA of 1.29. He's not allowed an earned run in the third or the sixth all season. 2-0 pitch is sprayed up the first baseline. Foul, gets out of play. And it's 2-1. 1.29 ERA in the fourth, 1.59 in the fifth. His whip hovers around 1 in every inning except the sixth. The 2-1 pitch is line, shallow, right center, long run for Cook, but he's got some great strides, makes the catch. And a couple of choppers headed out to the Naval Academy, flying from left to right in the outfield. Small little flyover here at Prince George's Stadium. Always a fun little quirk of being between D.C. and Annapolis. Here's Drew Maggi now. Bases empty, two away. 184 average for Maggi, a 468 OPS in 20 games. Three doubles, no triples, no homers. First pitch, and he checks his swing and a curveball too far inside. 1-0 to start. Seven runs batted in for Maggi this season. Fastball down and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Third base playing in. Mayo's in front of the baseline. Wynn pushing out to center field now. As Bowie leads 2-0 in the second. Armbruster delivers. Maggi lifts it up the first baseline and foul. Gets out of play. Touches down on the berm in front of the lighthouse. Capping off a very fun weekend here at Prince George's Stadium. Great crowds the last two nights. North of 5,000 yesterday. The rain, of course, held a few back. And a crowd of 7,800 to see the no-hitter on Friday. 2-1 pitch. Again fouled off right side. Armbruster fights back to run it even at 2. And with a smaller Sunday crowd with a little bit of warmth, you've got plenty of four-legged friends coming in, too, for the only Sunday bark in the park of the season. Of course, there's always Wolf Wednesday at the ballpark, but a nice Sunday matinee for the furry friends. 2-2. Curveball, got him! Called strike three in the top half. Armbruster sits down the side in the second and logs his first punch out. Bottom of the frame coming up. Bowie leads 2-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gazier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gazier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Well, a 2-0 Bowie lead as we move into the bottom of the second here at Prince George's Stadium. Justin Armbruster polishing off a quick 11-pitch second inning. Billy Cook leads off for Bowie here in the bottom half of the frame. And the first pitch to him from Jared Jones misses just up and away. 1-0 to start. I guess you could say that one missed. I don't really think it did. Cook got away with one, I suppose. Here's the 1-0. And he reaches for it, fouls it off. Same distance outside. That one fell just a little bit low, and it's 1-1. It'll be bottom three. Billy Cook, Tim Susnara, and Anthony Servideo to bat. 196 average for Cook, a 629 OPS in 31 games as the 1-1 pitch. Misses just a bit outside this time. That one more reasonable to call as a borderline pitch. The first one was probably not a borderline pitch, but it's 2-1 on Cook. Two-run home run by Kobe Mayo in the bottom of the first. And the next offering is swung on and missed down. Same curveball there from Jones, and it's 2-2. Cook has had an excellent month of May. Batting average of .306. All four of his home runs here in the fifth month. Calls for a brief time. And gets back into the box. 2-2 pitch from Jones. And it misses way high. Full counts this season has Cook 0-for-14. That's really only his blemish when it comes to batting, especially since we've gotten into May. Seven strikeouts, three walks. Payoff pitch, and he swings and misses. Make it eight strikeouts. That's the second punch out for Jared Jones. First out here in the second. And now Tim Susnara bats. Second game for Susnara after catching on Friday. First pitch to him is called a strike on the lower outside portion of the zone. Nothing and one. He went 0-for-3 in his organizational debut, but I don't think the Bay Sox or the Orioles really cared about his offense. They cared more about the game he called behind the plate. As the 0-1 pitch is crushed on the line to deep right field, Frazier sprinting back, warning track, reaches up and makes the catch just at the chin before turning around and backtracking to push his back up against the wall. Hard line out to right, and that's two away. Now Anthony Servideo will bat. .196 average for Servideo, a .521 OPS in 15 games. It's mid-May. I guess dyslexia hits at some point. First pitch misses inside. It's 1-0 to start. Three doubles, no triples, no homers. One run batted in for Servideo this season. Much like Billy Cook, he's been warming it up here in May. As the 1-0 pitch is checked on, called strike high anyway, and it's one ball and one strike. .242 average and a .657 OPS for Servideo. Both of those well over 100 points higher than their season numbers. 1-1 pitch misses outside, and it's two balls and one strike. 2-0 Bowie lead. Cesar Prieto led off with a single, and Kobe Mayo homered, both to right field in the bottom of the first inning. The 2-1 pitch, and Servideo watches fastball miss down and in, three balls and one strike. .3-1 Servideo swings and misses, a little half-hearted on a low curve. It runs the count full. Full counts have him at 2-for-11 this season. 7 strikeouts, he's yet to draw a walk. All 4 of Servideo's walks were clustered in that one game earlier this week, as the payoff pitch is swung on and missed for strike 3. Curveball inside, and Jones strikes out 2 in a perfect second inning. Pitchers are starting to warm up a bit as we move to the third. Bowie up 2-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
Don't forget about the first Bay Sox Big Hitters bobblehead giveaway of the season, Sunday, June 4th. Gunnar Henderson for the first 750 fans, ages 13 and up. Be sure to get your tickets at BaySox.com. On to the third, a 2-0 Bowie lead. First pitch to Claudio Phenol is swung on and fouled. Gets into the mid of the catcher and falls out. It's nothing and one to start. 9-1-2 in the Altoona lineup to bat with Phenol, then back to the top for Leober Peguero and Lolo Sanchez. Phenol .222 average and a .689 OPS in just 6 games. Next pitch fouled off right side, and the count goes to nothing and two. No doubles or triples. Phenol did pick up his first home run of the season earlier this week. He's got 2 runs batted in total, 5 strikeouts, only 2 walks. As Armbruster fired an 11-pitch second inning. Fly out, line out, strikeout, very quick work. 0-2 pitch here is outside. Phenol watches it sail by, and that looked to be the cutter. And the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Wide gap up the middle as the 1-2 pitch is popped foul, first base side. Kerstad making a look at it, but it's going to get out of play. Eventually got pretty high up into the seats as Kerstad still followed it to the warning track. Count stays at a ball and two strikes here as Bowie leads 2-0. Arm Brewster sets, drops down to the waist from the chin. And another 1-2 is up and in. Fienal, a little bit of a steel will there to not move too far out of the way when it was coming towards his chin like that. I probably would have gone flying. Count evens up at 2-2 here. Next offering, crushed into left center field, sends Cook running back. He's got those long legs, though, and he's able to track it down, make the catch up over the shoulder. That's already two great plays by Billy Cook. After pulling one down in shallow right center back in the second to deny Fabricio Macias of a base hit, potentially an extra base hit in the gap. Running one down toward the wall against Fienal, and that's now 5 in a row retired by Justin Armbruster since he had walked Mason Martin with 2 outs in the first. Top of the lineup for Leover Peguero, first pitch to him, is too far outside of fastball, and it's 1-0 to start. Peguero hit a high bouncing ball. It was a rocket off of the bat, but went straight into the dirt. Shot back up into the air, probably about 20 feet back in the first inning, and it turned into a single. 1-0 pitch. It's called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's 1-1. Despite how high it bounced, Cesar Prieto still made it a possible play. Caught it and fired to first with a spin, but threw it just a bit too high. 1-1 pitch is popped up this time. Foul ground right side. Kerstad in front of the dugout. Susnara tries to climb one of the steps in front of the dugout, but it bounces off of the top of the dugout, so just over the net. Foul runs the count to a ball and 2 strikes.
That was athletic from Susnara. He shed the mask and he shed the sunglasses all while he was running up the railing there to try to catch that
one. Didn't even catch that part. Obviously, the mask is a given. I didn't catch the sunglasses part. Here's the 1-2. Lined up the first baseline. That's falling and down, foul. Sliced a little bit too far to the right side. By the way, a good arc shot there from Peguero to just run up the pitch count a little bit more after the 11-pitch frame from Armbruster back in the second. This one taking some time. Honestly, that first inning might deny Armbruster the chance to go to six today. I don't think he would have gone to six regardless because there is a bit of switching around for the Bay Sox. As the 1-2 is driven into center, Billy Cook originally started running back, but now makes a hard turn to his left. About 10 steps, and he makes the catch. Quickly, two gone. Cook doing all the work so far. There is a change in the pitching staff for Bowie right now because yesterday was expected to be a tandem with Houston Roth and Carlos Tavera. But since the Bay Sox used 4 innings of Roth and then what should have only been 1 inning of Connor Loprich before the umpires decided to throw him out there again during the pouring rain, what was an inning and a half for Loprich, meant Tavera did not pitch. First pitch to Lolo Sanchez here is called a strike. It's nothing and one to start. Sanchez flew out to center field back in the first. But Tavera didn't get used yesterday, so he's available today and I would assume likely to pitch as the 0-1 pitch. Misses high, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. And because of that, Armbruster will probably just stop at 5 innings. Would be difficult, especially if he tries to embark on a third trip through the order deep enough against this lineup after seeing them already on Tuesday. 1-1 is popped up high to the left side. Cook sprinting down. Servideo running out. Cook makes the call, curls back into his left towards center, and makes the catch. Billy Cook making the play on all 3 batted balls here in the third to help Armbruster put together a perfect inning. Bottom of the frame coming up. Bowie leads 2-0 on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the third here in Bowie, a 2-0 Bay Sox lead as the top of the lineup bats and the first pitch to Cesar Pareto is smoked foul. 109 miles an hour exit velocity, bounces in front of the Bay Sox bullpen and into the berm, and it starts 0-1 on Pareto, who singled and scored back in the first inning. Next pitch, and he doesn't even lean into it at all as it misses well far outside. Pareto must have really seen something coming easily as the count goes even at one. Third base playing in as the 1-1 pitch is nicked foul off of home plate. Might have hit the catcher as well, and it runs the count to a ball on two strikes here. Pareto, Mayo, then Kerstad to bat as the Bay Sox are trying to work more against Jared Jones, who tossed four innings on Tuesday, retired the side in order across the first three innings. 1-2 pitch is line foul, third base side out of play, onto the other berm. Count stays. I gave up a walk and a couple of base hits in the fourth. The Bay Sox eventually walked off. 1-2 pitch. Pareto reaches for it, pokes it back to the mound, and a great spear by Jones. Extended back in the opposite direction from his dismount and was able to just grab it from sneaking out towards second base. He jogs to first and underhands a 1-3 putout to retire Prieto. Now here's Kobe Mayo. Two-run home run back in the first inning. A little opposite field power for Mayo as well, as the right-hander digs into the box. He only goes the opposite way about 28% of the time, so to see him go that way with power is promising. First pitch misses down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Here's the next. And same result. Two balls and no strikes. That was the third home run for Mayo against Altoona this season of the five that he's hit. 2-0. And it misses outside again. Three balls and no strikes. The pacing for Jones has seemed to vary a little bit, wouldn't you say? As the 3-0 is crushed up the third base line, but hooking and foul. Off of the berm once more. Might have had the distance. I think it might have fallen just short. Yeah, it would have fallen just short. And it was a good crack, and it runs the count to 3-1. As Jones holds ball and glove in front of his face, turns and fires. The 3-1 is swung on and missed outside, and it runs the count full here on Mayo. Full counts see him hitting at 125 this season, but he's walking slightly more often than he's striking out. Payoff pitch in from Jones. Mayo swings and misses. Slider down and away, working from behind 3-0, Jones fights back to strike out Mayo. He's retired six in a row. That's his fourth strikeout. Here's Esten Kerstad.
Well, to answer your question about the pacing on Jones, I certainly see it. In those last two pitches to Mayo, there was a long pause before he delivered out of his windup.
First pitch to Kerstad, lefty. Swings and misses. Fastball outside. It's 0-1. 3-10 average for Kerstad. Trying to extend that hit streak to 9 consecutive games after striking out back in the first. 0-1 pitch. And he watches it miss down and in slider. One ball and one strike. Second base with his ankles on the grass. First base playing very deep as well as they try to close up a gap on the pole side, 1-1 pitch. And Kerstad bounces it high over the mound. Tough play. Charging shortstop Pagero transfers, throws late. Infield single for Heston Kerstad. 9-game hit streak. League-leading 24-game on-base streak. And the Bay Sox have a two-out base runner after Jared Jones had retired 6 in a row. There's been an interesting mix of hard contact and just well-placed choppers over the course of this game. T.T. Bowens had a swinging bunt single. That was Kerstad's hit, of course. Leover Pagero had a high bouncing ball for a base hit. Here's John Rhodes. First pitch. And he watches off speed. Called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Rhodes grounded out to the shortstop back in the first inning. Jones comes set. He's at 47 pitches. Next offering. And Rhodes watches it called for strike inside. That one was just enough in. And it's nothing and two. Jones averages about 15 pitches per inning. And he's really riding that line right now. Pickoff throw to first. Kerstad was only about a step away, so he was able to slide in safely. As Jones comes set at the waist out of the stretch for the first time since the first inning. 0-2 pitch to Rhodes, and he swings and misses. It falls off of the glove of the catcher. Rhodes is going to give himself up and head back to the dugout. So a two-out single is left stranded on the fifth strikeout from Jared Jones. Andre has the play-by-play when we return. Bowie leads 2-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Top of the fourth inning from Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads Altoona 2-0 as Henry Davis digs into the right-handed batter's box. 3-4-5. Scheduled to hit in the frame for the curve against right-handed starter Justin Armbruster. And the first pitch to Henry Davis is whacked foul. Heads up. A couple of members of the Altoona dugout were just on the edge of the top step, and they nearly got whacked with a baseball that went 108 miles an hour off the bat and bounced up into the stands. Nobody looks worse for the wear as the 1-0 comes into Davis outside, evens the count and a ball and a strike. Davis is 0-for-1 today. He flew out to right field his first time up. As Armbruster continues to settle into the start. 1-1 pitch. His line, center field, Cook breaking over to his left into the alleyway. Flags it down and makes the catch. Lifts up the catching glove high over the hat and runs it down in the alleyway. It's another put out for Billy Cook in center field as there's one down here in the fourth. That was the sixth consecutive ball put in play by Altoona that was put away by Billy Cook. He has 7 of the first 10 putouts in this game. He has been active in center field, but he's had the gaps played perfectly. One out and the base is empty. Here's Mason Martin. Left-handed hitting, DH. First pitch nearly catches him as it bounces in the off-speed. He had to dance out of his way in the left-handed batter's box. He goes ahead here 1-0. Martin walked first time up. That's one of only two base runners that Armbruster has allowed so far. Labored his way slightly through that first inning. It's where both base runners came from. He threw 21 pitches as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Cutter breaks middle-middle, but Martin swings through it, and the count goes to 1-1. Since then, Armbruster has definitely worked more efficiently. He's retired 8 in a row now. As the righty sets and delivers the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, high fastball. Martin a tad late towards the upper quadrant of the zone, and the count goes to 1-2. He'll take time to adjust his batting gloves. Armbruster is up there north of 50 pitches now on the afternoon. He threw 68 through his six innings on Tuesday, and with it being his second start of the week, see how long he goes, but right now cruising. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, hammered. Deep towards right field. Bowen's racing back edge of the track, the wall. He looks up, and it's gone. Mason Martin hits his second home run of the series. A deep drive to right field, 380 feet, 102 miles per hour off the bat. For Martin, that is home run number 6 on the season. Altoona back in the game. It's 2-1.
The first baseman, number 34, Jacob Gonzalez.
It's a breaking ball center cut with two strikes, and Martin did not miss it. Solo shot for him makes it a one-run ball game, as Jacob Gonzalez is set to step into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch of this right-on-right matchup. Yeah, it's called strike. Middle-middle fastball starts out Gonzalez 0-1. And it's become a continuous theme for the Bay Sox, these long balls at home. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Actually just got a piece, but it's still nothing and two as it pops out of the mid of the catcher, Susnara. Counts nothing and two on a breaking ball that broke away from the right-handed bat. Three home runs from Altoona in yesterday's rain-shortened affair. Now one here. Bowie has given up the most home runs at home this season in the Eastern League. Now 32. 0-2 to Gonzalez. As hammered, foul right side. It slices sharply out of play up towards the kids' concourse on the right side. Count stays at nothing and two. O-2 pitch. It's swung on, laced towards third base on a couple of hops. Mayo scoops behind the bag, sets his feet, throws across in time to retire Gonzalez. 5-3 put out. It's the first ground ball out triggered by Armbruster this afternoon. There's two down here in the fourth. Now Mason Martin, now just 2-for-10 in this series against Bowie, but both of his hits have been home runs. The other one was a grand slam. Bay Sox still lead 2-1, two outs of the bases empty, top of the fourth as Matt Frazier steps into the left-handed batter's box. 0-for-1 today with a fly ball out the center field. First pitch, grounded foul sharply right side. He'll take a couple of hops before hitting off the wall towards the Bay Sox bullpen. Counts 0-1 here to Frazier. 2-for-15 series for Frazier. He's batting just a tick above 160 against the Bay Sox this season. 246 hitter overall, the 0-1. He has popped foul left side this time. Counts nothing in two. Good fastball location by Armbruster towards the outer third. Just one strikeout so far this afternoon for the right-hander. This is an Altoona team that avoids the strikeout with the best of them. 0-2 pitch. Is knuckled shallow left field. Rhodes got a late break racing towards the line. He still has room to curl around and make the catch. Just along that foul line in left field. Solo home run from Mason Martin gets a run back for the curve. Bowie still leads 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. This is Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Pitch to the bottom of the fourth inning is hit deep to left center field by T.T. Bowens, but the center fielder Lolo Sanchez able to curl at the warning track and reel it back in for the first out of the frame. These half innings in the pitch clock era start oh so quickly. You got to be sharp. Both starters love to move quick as Bowens is retired on a fly ball to the warning track in left center. He's one for two now on the evening. One down, bottom of the fourth. Bay Sox lead it 2-1. Andre Magero here with you as Dante Williams gets set to step into the left-handed batter's box. It's still Jared Jones on the mound for Altoona. And the first pitch to Williams, who's 0-for-1, takes inside for a ball, counts 1-0. Williams flew out to left field his first time up this afternoon. Jones rocks, pauses just before coming out of the windup, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball stings the outside edge to Williams, right on the corner as the count goes to 1-1. Third baseman playing in, Fenol, but off the bag as Williams swings and fouls one. Just off to the right of home plate on the ground, the count's 1-2. Got a piece of the slider just low in the zone. Beautiful day for baseball here at Prince George's Stadium, with the exception of yesterday's washout in the middle innings. About as good of weather as you could ask for here in May. Mid-70s, not a cloud in the sky. The 1-2 to Williams misses just low. Jones tried to go with the changeup. Williams watched it all the way. The count's 2-2. The right-hander working quickly here in his fourth frame. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Elevated fastball top of the zone. Williams comes up empty. It's a sixth strikeout for Jones, and there's two down here in the bottom of the fourth. Was a right-hander getting loose and continuing to get loose down the left field line for Altoona as Matt Eckelman, the right-hander, continues to throw. But Jones, who completed four on Tuesday, is looking to go the same distance again as the first pitch to Billy Cook. Leased towards center field. Sanchez takes a couple dashes to his right, eats up some ground, and makes a catch on the sinking liner. Quick 1-2-3 inning for Jared Jones, who he still leads 2-1. Step aside on Capital Gold, WNAB.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Another patient first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Beautiful Sunday for a bark at the park here at Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox lead the Altoona Curve 2-1, and A reminder that every Wednesday home game here at Prince George's Stadium, you can bring your four-legged friends to the park as well. Wolf Wednesday, presented by Maryland Pup Scouts. Next one, Wednesday, May 31st at 6:35 against the Harrisburg Senators. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. First pitch at the top of the fifth inning misses just outside to Fabricio Macias. Count is 1-0 to him. Macias, a fly ball out to center field, his first time up as Armbruster finds the outside edge of the zone with a called strike and evens the count at 1-1 on the off-speed. So Macias, Maggi, and Finol, bottom third of the curve lineup to face Armbruster, second time through, and the 1-1 to Macias, a fastball that misses outside. Count goes to 2-1. Right-hander set, next offering on the way. Macias swings through it, elevated fastball, counts even at 2-2. Armbruster has been working with a lot of pace here after, again, a first inning where he threw 21 pitches, has kept the pitch count low and also worked very efficiently. He's retired 10 of the last 11 batters. 2-2 hit on the ground, foul off the facing of the curve. Dugout count stays. Only issue is the lone batter would not retired was a solo home run by Mason Martin. But after a first inning home run from Kobe Mayo the opposite way, Bowie still holding on to that 2-1 advantage. 2-2 pitch. It swung on and hammered towards center field. Cook, though, has it played perfectly. Backpedals a couple steps and makes the catch. Another fly ball out to center field. That's the second for Macias. And it is the eighth put away for Billy Cook out in center field here already with one down in the fifth inning. That's eight of the first 13 putouts for the Bay Sox from Billy Cook. Macias is 0-2. One out and the base is empty here in the fifth as Drew Maggi steps up. First pitch, this righty-on-righty matchup's fouled back to the screen, nothing and one. Maggi went down looking on strikes back in the second inning. That's the only strikeout so far for Armbruster. He's trying to complete five innings here to qualify for his second win of the season. 0-1. Popped foul into the stands right side, 0-2. It's been a very good start to the season for Armbruster, one of the lowest ERAs in the Eastern League, second lowest, in fact. It just hasn't really fallen his way more often than not to end up on the winning side of these decisions, or really any side of them. He's hoping to get a little more cushion from his offense here and finish out. Looks to be five strong frames with Carlos Tavera getting loose in the Bowie bullpen. 0-2 to Maggi is lifted towards right field. Bowen's backpedaling, turns around, and it's over his head. Just in front of the warning track, it bounces off the wall. Bowens will get it back in quickly, but it's a double the opposite way for Drew Maggi. It's his third double of the series, fourth of the season overall. And tying run goes into scoring position with one out here for Altoona, their third hit of the afternoon. And Bowens still adjusting to the outfield here at Double A, just his second start out there. And let's turn around on that one. He had his body facing the foul line and then saw the ball heading over his left shoulder, so had to turn and angle his body back towards right center field. And by the time he did that, the ball was already over his head. First pitch here to Claudio Finol. It's off the plate 1-0. As it's an off-speed offering that must have missed just down, but the pitch readout showing that it hit the bottom third of the strike zone. It'll still be 1-0 to Finol, who flew out the center field first time up. Next pitch from Armbruster. It's taken for a called strike. Fastball fired back in the bottom third of the zone. That'll even the count at a ball and a strike. Finol, it's only his second start of the series. It's somewhat of a breakout game against the Bay Sox. There's only other action. 1-1 pitch. Watches off speed away. Just miss outside. The slider, and the count goes to 2-1 here. 3-for-4 game against Bowie. That was the wild Thursday affair that Altoona won 13-11. The Bay Sox nearly dug out of an 11-run hole in that game. 2-1 pitch on the way. Finol watches. Fastball outside this time, and he's ahead 3-1. That home run from Finol ultimately wound up deciding the game. He only had one hit in his first 14 at-bats of the season coming into that one and hadn't homered in well over a year. He got his first home run of the season, though, and it wound up making the difference after Bowie came back, made it interesting late. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Good firm fastball from Armbruster. Center cut, challenged the hitter. Finol came up empty on the swing, and now the count rides full. One out, runner out at second. Bowie leads 2-1 here in the top half of the fifth inning. A one-out double moments ago by Drew Maggi. Justin Armbruster looking to bear down with the dangerous Leover Peguero waiting on deck. The payoff pitch. Check swing, did he go? They'll appeal down, he held up. slider that just missed outside. Fenol lifted the bat off the shoulder but was able to hold it back. It's the second walk for Armbruster as he'll take his free pass down to first base. So he's reached in four of his six plate appearances in the series. Out at first, Maggi stays at second. Now two on with one out, and the guy the Bay Sox do not want to see coming to the plate, Leover Peguera. Catcher Tim Susnara comes out for a brief mound chat with Armbruster. I emphasize brief. It was just a quick couple of words, and now he's back in his crouch behind home plate. Here is Peguera, who's one for two today. Infield single, a stolen base, and also a fly ball to center field. He has had one heck of a series. First pitch to him. Fastball called strike right over the inside edge. Just underneath the hands of Peguero in the count's 0-1. Twelve for 23 series for Peguero. Includes seven extra base hits and eight RBIs. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, got it in on his hands again. It's lifted foul right side. First baseman Kerstad giving it a look. Hits well onto the concourse. Bounces into the stands, and nothing in two now to Peguero. Overall this season, Peguero is just hitting .212, though, with runners in scoring position. He's really just heated up as of late. 0-2 pitch. Fastball high, doesn't get the chase. Count goes to 1-2. But he has loved hitting against the Bay Sox this season. Entered today with a .368 average in the two series against Bowie. Armbruster looks back the runner at second. Now kicks and deals the 1-2. It swung on and popped up. This time could be playable for Kerstad. The first baseman's out behind the bag in fair territory. Battles the sun momentarily, but lifts his mitt up high and makes the catch. Quality pitch from Armbruster. The off-speed upstairs generated the weak contact. Two down now in the fifth. The runners stay put as Lolo Sanchez steps up. That is a big second out of Peguero, and a light at the end of the tunnel now for Justin Armbruster, trying to get across the line of five frames. Right-handed hitting center fielder Sanchez is 0 for 2 today. Couple of fly ball outs to center. Cook has him shaded slightly into the left center alleyway. First pitch. Breaking ball, called strike. Armbruster commanding the slider very well as he drops it in middle-middle after starting inside on the right-handed bat. It's nothing in one. Sanchez, .261 hitter this season with runners in scoring position. Awaits the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball low in the zone. Sanchez went after it away. And the count's now nothing and two. Two on, two out. Bay Sox up 2-1. Armbruster trying to get out of the frame. Kicks and deals the 0-2 pitch. It swung on, knuckled back up the middle. Ranging up the middle, the second baseman Prieto kicks off his glove. Runner breaks around third. Here's the throw to the plate. It's in time! Prieto bobbled behind second, recovered through to Susnara as Maggi tried to break around third, never stopped running. He's tug out at home plate. What a heads-up play by Cesar Prieto, and Bowie stays in front. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Bay Sox lead 2-1 here on Capital Gold, WNAB.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the fifth from Prince George's Stadium. Bowie still leading 2-1 after an impressive play at the plate. 4-2 to nab Drew Maggi trying to score from second on a weak bouncing ball up the middle. And the Bay Sox cling to their 2-1 advantage. A chance to add on here with 8-9-1 scheduled to bat against a new arm in the game for Altoona in Matt Eckelman. Give you the final line on right-handed starter Jared Jones in a minute. His first pitch to Tim Susnara, grounded over to second, charging in Maggi. Gloves in as time for the transfer and an underhand toss to first as he was only a couple steps away himself from the first base bag. 4-3 retires Susnara for the second time tonight and one out in the fifth. So final line on Jared Jones. Goes four innings for the second time this week against Bowie. Two earned runs allowed on the two-run blast from Kobe Mayo on four hits. No walks. Six strikeouts. 56 pitches, 39 strikes. First pitch to Anthony Servideo, the 9-0 hitter, is outside for a ball, 1-0. It's Matt Eckelman taking over on the mound for Altoona, 6'3", 281-pound right-hander, 29 years old, and has had a career renaissance, 21st round pick in 2016 for the Pirates, and he fires in a strike to Servideo, a knuckleball over the outside edge that makes it count 1-1. A knuckleballer is Eckelman as he fires in another one low and off speed, and the count goes to 2-1. His fastball only plays to about the low 90s, and the off-speed can be anywhere from low 70s to high to mid 60s. Next pitch, knuckles in on Servideo, and he pops it foul. That one came in at 71 towards the upper quadrant, away from the left-handed bat. Popped it into the seats, and he's in a 2-2 count. Servideo's 0-for-1 today, went down swinging his first time up on a full count. One out, the bases empty. Bowie leads 2-1 near bottom half of the fifth inning. 2-2 pitch. And the knuckleball pops out of the mid of Davis, who had it catch it back in midair. That probably took a strike away from him. It touched the top part of the zone, as the readout suggests, on the knuckleball, but now a full count to Servideo. And the righty Eckelman set delivers. It's upstairs, ball four. Good take from Anthony Servideo. His plate discipline continues to improve here at AA. That's his fifth walk after having four walks back on Thursday. It's only the first free pass for Altoona pitching tonight. Servideo down to first base, and he'll flip over the lineup here for Cesar Prieto. And a dangerous top of the lineup in that for Bowie. Prieto 1-for-2 today, singled and scored a run back at the first. First pitch, offers bunt, pulls back at a pitch down low. Runner takes off late. The throw down to second base is not in time. Davis threw it to the right of the second base bag. Servideo slid in safely head first. And after pulling the shortstop Peguero off the bag, he was unable to bring down the tag in time. Anthony Servideo has had a game of cat and mouse out at second base with Leover Peguero in the last couple of days, but he eludes the tag again, sliding towards the back of the bag, and he's in scoring position. 1-0 here to Prieto as the pitch was called a ball. Next pitch from Eckelman. Off speed, misses low, blocked and smothered by Davis, who now drops down. Not entirely sure what happened there from Davis. He flipped the glove underhand and went down to try to block the baseball, and he's now stooped over, down on his knees behind home plate. Athletic training staff will come out here for the curve as Prieto will be up 2-0 in the count as it stands right now with a runner at second. Just one down here in the bottom half of the fifth. Davis has certainly taken a beating in this series. Multiple foul balls off of him as a batter and a couple as well behind the dish. He's back to his knees talking to the athletic training staff. And he looks to put his mask back on and hopefully get to his feet here sometime soon. Pat on the back from the trainer. Looks like he's going to be good to go to at least take a couple of warm-up tosses here, see if he can continue. Victor Silva, athletic trainer, heads back to the curve dugout with manager Calix Crabb. And Davis is not going to elect to take warm-ups here. Prieto's back in the box. And the play will resume very quickly. 2-0 to Cesar Prieto. That pitch missed outside. Servideo on second, the 2-0 pitch. And it's taken outside again. Another knuckleball delivery from Eckelman is taken. Counts 3-0 here to Prieto, who despite leading the league in average and in hits, you know, he doesn't walk a ton, doesn't strike out a ton either. 3-0. That time the fastball over the inner third gets Eckelman back in the count at 3-1 as it's taken for a strike. 9 walks, 7 strikeouts for Prieto this season. In the month of May specifically, where he's hit 422, only has 4 walks and 2 strikeouts. 3-1 pitch. He's grounded. High chopper to the right side. Maggi, the second baseman, fields in shallow right after backpedaling on it. He throws the first in time to nab Prieto. Up to third on the play. Servideo, 2 down, and a runner on third for Kobe Mayo. Chance here for Bowie to get its 2-run lead back as Mayo, who gave them the 2-run lead in the first, digs into the right-handed batter's box. A 2-run home run the other way for Mayo in the first inning. 400 feet to the right center gap. First pitch from Eckelman. Mayo watches low all the way. Off speed starts him out at 1-0. Was the 5th home run of the season for Mayo. His 3rd against the curve, but it was his 1st here at Prince George's Stadium. 1-0 pitch. Mayo watches low again. He hasn't chased a knuckler so far as he sits ahead 2 balls and no strikes. That's surprising, I think, when you consider just the natural pop that Mayo has in the bat and the shorter dimensions here at PG Stadium. 309 down the line, 405 dead center. Haven't seen him take it out yet until today. 2-0 pitch this time. Eckelman drops in a knuckleball for a called strike. Counts 2-1 here to Mayo. 231 hitter with runners in scoring position this season. Watches low once again. He's had some impeccable plate discipline over the last handful of series. Just 3 walks in this series. His on-base percentage, though, up towards 400. 3-1 pitch. Swings and sends one on the ground. Left side, going to be a tough play. Peguero ranges in the hole, and it eats him up. Into left field. Mayo reaches first. Servideo comes home to score. RBI single for Kobe Mayo. Bowie gets the run back. It's 3-1 Bay Sox.
The first baseman, number 2, Heston.
I have to feel that'll be a single for Kobe Mayo, and that's what it's looking to flash up as right now. 3 RBI game for him. He's played it all 3 Bowie runs. 14 RBIs on the season as Heston Kerstad steps up. First pitch to him. Off speed, inner third, called strike, nothing and one. Was a very difficult play for the left side of Altoona's infield. Finol was even with the bag at third, reached out to his left and looked like he got a little piece of the baseball and it just knuckled its way past Peguero trying to field into the hole. Pick play back to first. Mayo just back in safely. Gonzalez had to reach for it ever so slightly before applying the tag, and Mayo, who looked like he was caught with his momentum leaning the other way at first base, was just able to dive back in at first in time. His only attempt at one steal so far this season, 0-for-1, as Kerstad punches one foul left side on a jam shot off speed delivery towards the top half of the zone. The count's nothing and two. 1-for-2 day for Kerstad. An infield single. And extended his on base streak to 24 games. Longest in the Eastern League this season. Also extended his hitting streak to 9 games. Third longest by a Bay Sox member this season. 0-2 pitch. Nearly hits Kerstad. It gets past Davis as the pitch just stooped in lowly. It's a wild pitch. Mayo will jog forward to second base. Nearly plunked Kerstad in the foot, who just watched it go by. Now speed that sank too low. The count's now 1-2. And a runner in scoring position for Kerstad to try to get another run across for Bowie. 1-2 pitch. Is it on the ground right side? Maggi can't get it. It's into right center field for a base hit. Mayo rounds third. He'll come home to score. Sanchez won't even make a throw. RBI single, Heston Kerstad. Bay Sox get 2 here in the 5th to take a 4-1 lead. Good situational hitting from this Bowie team. Production this side's been waiting for. Kerstad continues to be Mr. Consistency. 19th RBI of the season. He's at first base with 2 outs for John Rhodes off a 2-for-3 day. 0-for-2 day for Rhodes, looking to get on the action. He takes tight for ball 1. Struck out swinging in the third, grounded out in the first. Looking to extend his 10-game on-base streak. Also have hits in eight of his last nine. The 1-0. Floats in high, two balls and no strikes. Just a little inside as well to Rhodes. Reached base three times in last night's game. 5-for-17 series coming into tonight. He pushes one foul right side on a 2-0 swing. Fastball that was towards the lower inside quadrant. Count goes 2-1 here to Rhodes. Hitting 290 in the month of May. They'll throw back to first again. Kerstad this time was caught leading. He just gets back in the nick of time. It's a good move from Matt Eckelman. And especially with two outs and the Bay Sox runners looking to get aggressive. It's almost caught them here a couple times. Now the 2-1 pitch. Bluff steal from Kerstad. Rhodes lifts it high in the air. Shallow right field. Frazier running in towards the line, towards the Bay Sox bullpen, up on top of the mound. Watches it bounce out of play. It bounces just over towards the Bowie bench, over towards the relievers, and gets chucked into the crowd. 2-2 here to Rhodes. It was a long run for Frazier, who was playing shaded towards right center and just couldn't eat up all that distance. Kerstad still at first, two outs as Rhodes takes his time getting back into the right-handed batter's box. 4-1 Bay Sox. They've got two here in the fifth inning after two in the first. Three RBIs on the day for Kobe Mayo. Just played it moments ago on an RBI single from Eston Kerstad. Rhodes back in. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Off speed. Just missed inside. Good take from Rhodes on a knuckleball that nearly broke over the plate. Count fills. T.T. Bowens waits on deck. Rhodes, 9 walks, 27 strikeouts on the season. The 3-2. Runner goes, and he hammers it down the left field line. It's fair. Down the line into the corner. Macias fields off the wall. Kerstad getting the wave home. Relay throw goes into third base on a couple of hops. Kerstad scores. The hits keep on coming with two outs for Bowie. RBI double for John Rhodes. Hits in 9 of 10. Bowie's got three in the frame. They lead 5-1. Sixth double of the season for Rhodes, RBI number 18. He has not missed a beat since coming back from injury. And it has quickly gotten away from Altoona here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Matt Eckelman's day is done. Couple of two-out knocks for the Bay Sox. They have three in the frame, still threatening for more. They lead 5-1. We'll step aside with the pitching change here on Capital Gold, WNAB.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Three-run frame for Bowie here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Bay Sox have taken a 5-1 lead over the Altoona curve, and Altoona back into its bullpen. Right-hander Travis McGregor comes on after Matt Eckelman only records two outs here in the frame. A walk for Anthony for a video, and then an RBI single from Kobe Mayo, an RBI single from Eston Kerstad, and John Rhodes all came with two outs as Rhodes stands on second after his RBI double in the frame. T.T. Bowens to bat against the new right-hander, Travis McGregor, 6'4", 215 pounds, out of Florida, second-round pick back in 2016 out of East Lake High School. Here is T.T. Bowens, 1-for-2 today with a single. Also flew out the center field. The first pitch from McGregor, Bowens swings through a high fastball. Starts him out at nothing and one. McGregor's line not yet closed, or excuse me, rather, Eckelman's line not yet closed, but Bowie certainly got to him in the frame. As the 0-1 dies down low and off speed, and Bowen's in the count at 1-1. Just two-thirds of an inning, three hits, three earned runs on a walk as well to Servideo, and the run around at second Rhodes is his responsibility. McGregor on the season, a 1.66 ERA, 3-0 through his 10 appearances. Next pitch to Bowen's. Misses low again, a fastball, and the count goes to 2-1. 21 and two-thirds innings for McGregor on the season. He's only allowed five runs, four of which are earned. He has allowed 21 hits, though. Dance around some trouble. 10 walks, 25 strikeouts. 2-1 pitch is bounced back foul to the screen. Count goes to 2-2 here to T.T. Bowen's. Already 8 for 16. Just his five-game double-A career. He has certainly brought the bat to this Bay Sox lineup. Runner leads off second. Couple looks back from McGregor, who's set at the belt. 2-2. Bowen takes a called strike three. Good breaking ball from McGregor towards the lower third. His first strikeout. Gets Altoona out of the frame in the fifth. But Bowie plates three, all with two outs in the frame. The Bay Sox lead 5-1 as we head to the sixth. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAB.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org, that's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org, to schedule today.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Top of the sixth inning from Prince George's Stadium, 5-1. Bay Sox lead Altoona, looking for their first split of a six-game set this season. It's a new arm on the mound for Bowie. Carlos Tavera sets the pitch to 3-4-5, and the Altoona lineup starts with Henry Davis, and he takes a fastball outside to start off at 1-0. Well, it's a good performance from Justin Armbruster, and he's in line for his second win of the season as the 1-0 comes in from Tavera. Fastball inside, pops out of the glove of Cisnara. He counts 2-0 here quickly to Henry Davis. Five innings for Armbruster, a very solid one at that after he battled high pitch count in that first inning. Four hits, one run that was earned on two walks and one strikeout. 2-0. And it's popped foul by Davis. Got over the inner third with a fastball, did Tavera, to get back in the count here at 2-1. But a good performance all around for Armbruster, who worked around a little bit of damage, and that nice play at the plate from Cesar Prieto really helped him out. 2-1 pitch. Fouled back again to the screen, 2-2. So now Carlos Tavera takes over. Opportunity for him after not getting to work in yesterday's rain-shortened contest at the back end of this tandem. An opportunity for him to help see out this victory for Bowie. 2-2 here to Davis, the righty out of the windup. The pitch is a called strike three. Fastball right on the outside corner, froze Davis. First strikeout for Tavera. It's the second for Bay Sox pitching. And there's one down here in the sixth. Tavera has been a mixed bag for Bowie, like a lot of arms in this tandem situation have been. He's had some good outings and some outings to work on. He's 0-2 on the season with a 7.71 ERA through 18 and two-thirds. Here's Mason Martin, yet to be retired this afternoon. Lefty on righty, first pitch fastball floats outside, and the count's 1-0. Martin walked in the first inning and then got Altoona's only run of the game on a solo blast to right field in the fourth. 1-0 on the way. And Tavera takes low, two balls and no strikes. I should say Martin takes low from Tavera, two balls and no strikes. It's just a 2-for-10 series for Mason Martin. What's been month of May full of struggles for him. That was only his fourth hit in the month of May. Both his hits in this series have been home runs. Next pitch called strike, 2-0, as the fastball finds the lower edge of the zone. Just 4-for-33 now in the month of May as it stands. It's a batting average tick under 120. 2-1. Watches outside the fastball. Been a lot of fastballs so far from Tavera, and the count goes to 3-1 here. That's something that Tavera constantly trying to work on. Cut down those walk numbers, 14 of them so far in his 18 2/3. 3-1 is outside, ball four. Maybe just a bit low as it stands. It was close. Martin takes his second free pass of the night, first by Tavera. And a one-out base runner here for Altoona. Now Jacob Gonzalez set to bat. Opportunity for Tavera, too, because with that three-run bottom of the fifth inning for Bowie, the margins aren't quite as fine. You got a little bit of a cushion to pitch with as well. Come out, attack some of these hitters. First pitch to Jacob Gonzalez is low in the zone, a fastball. Count starts 1-0. Gonzalez has been retired twice this afternoon. Fly ball out to right field in the first and a bouncing ball to third in the fourth. Martin leads off first, the 1-0. And the fastball misses just out of the zone again. Counts 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Righty set, first base side of the mound. Couple looks down. Now the pitch. And with the off speed that bounced in low, counts 3-0 here to Jacob Gonzalez. And Tavera trying to bear down, prevent back to back walks. He did get a couple of outings to work in Harrisburg, did Tavera, despite not working on this homestand yet. Really looks to avoid those three ball counts as the 3-1 is inside, ball four. Could have been a tad low as well. Back to back walks, and there's two on here with one out. And quickly, a mound visit here from Tim Susnara and Kobe Mayo. Talk with Carlos Tavera as now Forrest Hermann comes out as well. But that is the issue that Carlos Tavera is trying to get around. Those walks and particularly running up that pitch count and giving hitters comfortable counts to hit him with those three ball counts. He pitched Tuesday and Sunday of the Harrisburg series. He came out of the bullpen on Tuesday and pitched two frames, allowed two earned runs on four hits, walked three. And then in that Sunday outing against Harrisburg, went three innings, allowed three earned runs, and walked two. But he yielded four hits in both outings, and in particular, pitched to a lot of three-ball counts. 7 of the 11 batters he faced in that Tuesday outing had a three-ball count, and then 8 of the last 10 on Sunday also had a three-ball count. So for Tavera, it's about trying to get ahead with that fastball. Relies on it a lot. Just got to try to find a way to reel it in here and find the zone. Is Forrest Hermann embarks from the mound back into the Bay Sox dugout. And Matt Frazier will get set to step into the left-handed batter's box. Frazier has flown out twice this afternoon. Gets the right-hander here, Tavera, for the first time. 2-1, one out for Altoona. Bowie leads 5-1. First pitch, called strike. Little bit of a reverse mentality there for Tavera. One with the off-speed that found the outside edge to get him ahead. A 1 pitch. Another off speed. This time doesn't quite get the same snap on it as it goes away from the left-handed bat. And the count's 1-1. Righty set. Looks back the runner at second. 1-1 pitch is fouled back. First fastball of the battle here with Frazier. Good location right on the outside edge. Tavera's ahead this time 1-2. He'll try to find that put away. Frazier Frazier 2-for-16 in the series thus far. Tavera looking to retire him here with one out. The 1-2 pitch. That's outside. Susnara out of his crouch to snare it. Breaking ball doesn't snap, and the count's 2-2. Just 4-for-30 is Frazier with runners in scoring position this season. That's a 1.33 average. Four hits so far today for the curve. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Broke the fastball back over the inner third. Two strikeouts to supplement those two walks in the frame so far for Tavera. And he's one out from getting out of the frame as Fabricio Macias bats. Tavera looking for the end man here in the top half of the sixth. Macias, two fly ball outs to center field so far today, 0-for-2. Right-hander set, staring back the runner at second. Now kicks home. First pitch fastball misses inside as Macias clenches his gloves tight to his jersey and takes for one and out. Second start of the series for Macias. He went 2-for-4. Back on Wednesday, 1-0, fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Right now, the off-speed arsenal has been sharper for Tavera. Really working in those breaking balls well to get those first few strikes across. The 1-1. And a called strike. Fastball located well in the lower quadrant of the zone. Macias takes, it's 1-2. Well, Carlos Tavera has honed it in since that mound visit. He's got an opportunity here to strand the two walks. Both came with one out. Bowie leads 5-1. Tavera looking for a scoreless frame. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball high. It was watched by Macias, but he kept the bat on his shoulder. And the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Looked like a good pitch based on the readout from Tavera. Just couldn't get the high strike call. Long pause as he gets a sign from Susnara. Pitch clock was running down, so he steps off and bluffs a throw to second base. Not really in any attempt to get the runner, but just not to have a pitch clock violation. Still has another disengagement to play with. But he's focused on the batter here. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Right-hander's pitch. He is inside, nearly hits him. Macias again was stood upright in the right-handed box and took the offering tight on an off-speed. Now the count's gone full to him. It's been a lot on the true outcomes for Tavera in this inning. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Payoff on the way. Runners go, and it's fouled back. Bay Sox do have a right-hander getting up. Tavera has run a lot of deep counts in this inning as Tyler Birch starts throwing. Again, he's just one pitch away from getting out of the frame. Up to 23 so far here in the top half of the sixth inning. Another payoff here to Macias. And it's swung on and out of the mitt of Susnara. Didn't make contact. It's going to get all the way to the backstop, and the bases are loaded. Well, the off-speed from Tavera didn't have the late life he was looking for to get it back in the strike zone. So Macias reaches first on a drop third strike that popped out of the glove of Susnara. Up to second is Gonzalez. Third is Martin. Altoona has the bases loaded, and they can bring the tying run to the plate here in the sixth, and Drew Maggi. Maggi's 1-for-2 with a double today. First pitch nearly hits him, gets to the backstop. Runners will take off, and one will come home to score. Tavera immediately signals, that's on me. It's a wild pitch that'll bring home Martin. And Altoona gets a run back. It's 5-2. Is up to third on the play goes Gonzalez. And second goes Macias. Fastball tight caused Maggi to duck out of the way in the right-handed box. And this inning quickly getting dicey here for Bowie. Susnara gets a fresh baseball. Walks it back out to the mound for Tavera. Gives him a quick pat on the back here before Maggi steps back into the right-handed batter's box. Now you're looking at a situation where a base hit makes it just a one-run game. Already 3 doubles in the series for Maggi. Next pitch. Half swing, fouled off the netting behind home. Counts 1-1 now. Ready, set, the 1-1 is popped up. Left side, Mayo, the third baseman, ranging over in foul territory. Goes all the way to the track, but it's well into the seats. Caught a lot of late tail up in the air. The count's 1-2 here to Maggi. Already 3 strikeouts in the frame for Tavera. He tried to pick up a fourth here to get out of it with just the 1 run across. 2 walks and a drop third strike. Loaded the bases in Altoona before a wild pitch brought a run home. Now the 1-2 here to Maggi. He takes inside again. Fastball. Towards the upper edge of the zone as well, and the count goes to 2-2. Tavera peers in for the sign. Gets it. Right-hander comes set. 2-2 pitch. Low and away. Count's full. And that off-speed that was getting him ahead of hitters towards the middle phase of this inning just hasn't been able to locate it. He's now thrown 30 pitches here in this sixth inning. Claudio Fienahl waits on deck. It's another full count here to Tavera. 3-2 is knuckled up the middle, ranging over the second baseman Prieto. Catches it on the fly above the second base bag and retires Maggi in the side. Altoona gets a run back. It's 5-2 as we head to the bottom half of the sixth. Bay Sox lead here on Capital Gold, WNAB.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's 90s night on Friday, June 2nd. The first 750 fans get a free Bay Sox fanny pack. Feel the force within you on Saturday with Star Wars Night featuring post-game fireworks. And our big hitter bobblehead on Sunday, Gunnar Henderson, for the first 750 fans. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Well, bottom of the sixth here at Prince George's Stadium, and a scenario has developed as the grounds crew has come out here to tend to the pitcher's mound. They're dropping some dirt towards the bottom edge of the mound, right where the landing spot is for the pitchers, as Travis McGregor looks to continue on the mound here for Altoona. Bay Sox lead 5-2. And you also have Forrest Herman out there talking with the two base umpires, along with Kyle Moore. Could have been maybe a discrepancy with Carlos Tavera in the last inning, or just the state of the mound in general. Not entirely sure. Forrest Herman is still out there talking with one of the umpires, and now he's walking back towards the Bay Sox dugout. But they're going to tend to the mound, pour some dirt back on there as McGregor is warming up adjacent to the mound with catcher Henry Davis for Bowie is set to bat here in the frame. The Bay Sox lead 5-2. They got 3 in the bottom of the fifth before Altoona bounced back with 1 in a top half of the sixth inning. That saw Carlos Tavera walk 2, strike out 3. Wild pitch brought a run home, but it was a drop third strike that allowed the last runner to reach. So it goes down as an unearned run on Tavera. Does get Altoona back within 3 as Dante Williams, Billy Cook, Tim Cusnara looked about in this frame here for Bowie. 6-7-8 in the Bay Sox lineup. So now the grounds crew heads back down the right field line, and McGregor will test out the new applied surface onto the pitcher's mound. Test out how that landing spot is. That does look to be the source of all the controversy here. You'll have a few warm-up tosses here before we officially get underway in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two in the bottom of the first for Bowie on a two-run home run from Kobe Mayo. Altoona got one back in the top of the fourth on a solo shot from Mason Martin. The three runs for the Bay Sox in the bottom of the fifth all came from good situational hitting with two outs. An RBI single for Kobe Mayo gave him his third RBI of the game. Heston Kerstad followed up with a single to plate Mayo, who advanced to second on a wild pitch. And then John Rhodes delivered a double down the left field line that plated Kerstad all the way from first base. That's how Bowie got their offense. All against Matt Eckelman in that fifth frame, who only went two-thirds of an inning, allowed three earned runs on three hits on a walk. Final line on him as McGregor came in and got a looking strikeout of T.T. Bowens to get the final out of that fifth. So here is Dante Williams set to face McGregor. Williams is 0-for-2 today. Fly ball out in the first, strikeout in the fourth. First pitch. And the left-handed hitting DH takes low for ball one. Could have been just a tad inside as well on Williams on the fastball. Counts 1-0 here. Next pitch from McGregor. And it's called over the outside edge, a called strike. Good snap there on the late life to Williams, and the count goes to 1-1. Right-hander set out of the windup. 1-1 pitch. Williams, half-hearted wave and a miss at an outside offering. Count goes to 1-2. Was located up in the zone. He'll ask for time here before the 1-2 offering. Didn't get to talk a lot about McGregor in the last half frame. Again, 1.66 ERA so far this season through what is now 22 even innings. 1-2. Williams fights it off foul. The netting just left of the home plate. The count will stay same to him. Only five runs allowed by McGregor. Four earned runs. He could really stop the bleeding here for Altoona, but the Bay Sox looking to continue to pile on. Out of the windup, the 1-2. Williams swings through it for strike three. Second time he's gone down on strikes tonight. It's the second strikeout for McGregor.
The center fielder, number 14, Billy Cook.
It's his eighth overall for Altoona pitching. One out, base is empty here, bottom of the sixth, as Billy Cook now comes to bat. Oh for 2 day for Cook. A strikeout and a fly ball out the center field. Righty on righty against McGregor, the first pitch. He went around on an off-speed that broke away. It's called by the home plate umpire. The count goes to 0-1. Cook has hits in five of his last seven starts as he continues his upswing here in the month of May. 0-1. Takes close to the hands, fastball. Was well inside and evens the count at a ball and a strike. 3-for-10 in this series. He's bought plenty of extra base pop as well as he takes away the 1-1. An off-speed that makes the count 2-1. And now Henry Davis has called for time and is headed back towards the Altoona dugout. Well, we saw this earlier in the series, strangely enough. He's changing out his catcher's mitt. He stepped into the Altoona dugout in what I believe was Tuesday's contest to exchange mitts, and this time, he just had somebody waiting at the top step of the dugout with his black mitt to toss it back to him. So a brief delay before the 2-1. Cook, and he rips the bat off his shoulder and rips it foul on a check swing at a pitch down. Went off the netting to the right-hand side. And a check swing foul ball makes it 2-2. But again, Cook here particularly at home has had six extra base hits in his last eight games, hitting over 400 in that span. 2-2 is a number just out to the third base side. McGregor off the mound. Bare hands has time to throw in time as he nabs Cook at first base. Athletic play off the mound for Travis McGregor, who had to charge in up the third base line. 1-3 put out. Cook retired, and there's two down in the sixth. So here's Tim Cusnara. Left-handed hitting catcher is 0-for-2 on the day. Fly out and a ground out, both to the right side. First pitch to him. He takes a called strike. Fastball outer third, starts him out nothing and one. McGregor working quickly, the 0-1 pitch. Fastball high and outside, will even the count. It's the second game as part of the Orioles system for Susnara. First start, of course, was Friday. 1-1, swing and a miss. It's been good off-speed so far from Travis McGregor. That time the changeup fading away from the hitter. Gets him ahead 1-2. Time called by the batter before the next offering. McGregor did work early on in this series. Pitched a scoreless inning around a couple of hits. Looking for another scoreless frame here. The 1-2 pitch. Laced the other way. Macias giving it a look, but it hooks well foul. And once again, still 1-2 here to Susnara. An inning for McGregor came in Friday's game. It's a quick work back for him. The 1-2 is just outside. Fastball. Davis tried to pull it back into the strike zone, but it was away from Susnara, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the next offering. Hit on the ground, right side. Maggi on a couple of hops, vacuums it in, flings it sidearm to first in time. 4-3 put out, retires Susnara on the side. McGregor has retired the first 4 Bay Sox he's faced, but he leads 5-2. Matt Sabatis takes it the rest of the way when we come back on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie is still holding on to a lead, 5-2. Carlos Tavera back to work on the mound. His second inning of relief fires a first pitch ball to Drew Maggi, 1-0 to start. Maggi doubled and was thrown out at home plate by Cesar Barreto back in the fifth inning. It was Claudio Fienal. I don't know where I got Maggi. I was just looking a little bit ahead. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Down and in. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Maggi popped out to second to end the sixth. And I had not written it down yet. That's where I got flubbed. 1-1 pitch. Fienal watches called strike. Lower outside corner. It's 1-2. Over one day for Fienal. He walked his last time up. Flew out to center field in the first. After him, it's the top of the lineup against Tavera. As the right-hander holds ball in glove, obscuring most of his face. Turns and fires the 1-2. It's fouled off behind the netting. Count stays. Tavera looking for a quicker frame, though. Needed 32 pitches to get through the sixth. Did not give up a single base hit. Walked 2 batters. 1 batter reached on a drop third strike. Here's a grounder over to our line drive over to second as Cesar Prieto takes it away with a hop. Caught me as the eyes were coming back up from the scorecard there, and it looked like it came a little bit off the ground, but it was just a soft line drive over to second, and Cesar Prieto has been making some strong plays for the Bay Sox over the course of this afternoon's contest. Top of the lineup now for Leover Peguero as Bowie leads 5-2. 3-run fifth inning, doing some damage. First pitch in Pagero, watches called strike. Backed out a little bit on an inside changeup, and it's nothing and one to start. Pagero had an infield single in the first. He's 1-for-3 overall. The 0-1 pitch, and he smokes it foul to the netting right side. Quickly, nothing and two. Flew out to center field back in the third. Popped out to first base on the infield fly rule in the fifth. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This is just inside, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. But again, Tavera looking for a quicker frame. Walked consecutive batters after striking out the first batter he saw out of the pen. And the 1-2 is grounded to the left side. Mayo hesitates, and it's off his glove. League-leading eighth error for Kobe Mayo. All of them coming at third base. And that allows Pagero to reach here with one out in the seventh. Here's Lolo Sanchez. Runner at first, one away as Tavera sets out of the stretch. First pitch home, and it's a breaking ball fouled off of home plate. Nothing in one to start. The Bay Sox, trying to wrap this one up, need eight outs to pick up their first series split of the season, the first time that they won't lose a series since they took the opening weekend set against Hartford, two of the three games. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Maybe a piece, but into the mid of the catcher on a low curveball. It's nothing and two. But I think Andre put it best when he was giving his opening remarks in the pregame show. Monumental highs and interesting lows over the course of this six-game set. The 0-2 pitch. Too far outside, Cisnara really had to scamper to keep it in front of him, make sure Pagero didn't get a chance to go to second base. But you've got the walk-off win in Game 1 of the series, the 10-0 deficit that turned into a 13-11 loss. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball up and away. It's two balls and two strikes. The 11-2 loss the day before, and then after that 13-11 loss, the no-hitter. This series has been all over the place. And then just for the heck of it, throw in a rain-shortened game as well. As Bowie lost last night in just over five innings. 2-2 to Sanchez. Swinging, it's grounded to short. Servideo can try for two. Sidearms to Prieto. Back to first, and it's just late. That was a slow roller. In on the hands and only 71 miles an hour off the bat. Fielder's choice goes 6-4. And since the error was committed with no one on, if anything happens from this point in the inning, it would be unearned against Carlos Tavera. Fielder's choice allows Sanchez to replace Pagero at first, and now here's Henry Davis. First pitch as the wind comes in, and Davis lines it hard up the third baseline, but it slices, and it pulls foul. Add the distance to fall just in front of the wall, 300 feet on the nose. It was a good turn. Just a little too early, and it's nothing in one on Davis, who's 0-for-3 today. A strikeout, a flyout, and a lineout. Left-hander warming in the Altoona bullpen as the 0-1 misses down and away, and it gets past Cisnara. On to second base, Sanchez. Second wild pitch for Carlos Tavera today. It's Tyler Samaniego getting loose for Altoona in the pen. 6.92 ERA in 12 appearances for the left-hander this season. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him in the off-speed down. And it's one ball and two strikes here on Davis. Tavera did not last long in his most recent appearance against Harrisburg, and you want to see that change today as the 1-2 misses high. Off-speed runs the count even at 2. Doesn't help that the first inning of relief for him lasted 32 pitches. And at the rate it's working, I imagine he finishes out this inning, goes for the eighth, and then maybe one reliever to come in for a potential save situation, unless the Bowie offense goes on a big run. He turns back to second base to Vera after kicking high, but no one was covering the bag, so he holds on to the ball. Wait on the 2-2 pitch. Here it is. Davis pops it foul out of play, and the count stays. We've been saying that Henry Davis or Leover Peguero are most likely a lock for the Eastern League Player of the Week award. We might completely be wrong, as Colt Keith for Erie has 4 home runs this week, just hit his 4th. Going yard in back-to-back games up in Harrisburg. 2-2 to Davis. Just missed. Oh, that's a bad call. Davis is not tall enough to have that be called as if it's under the knees. That was a very nice slider from Carlos Tavera that pretty much ate every part of the lower half of the strike zone.
You could fit a whole nother ball underneath where that pitch landed.
Oh, boy. And it would still be a strike. Now the 3-2. Grounded up the middle, and Brianna was shaded. Took a bad hop, but still gloved it to the waist and fires to first. Great recovery and a good play by Cesar Brianna. A little bit of a jolt back in for the Bay Sox as it's time to stretch here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 5-2 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Another patient first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, fans, don't forget about Bay Sox Live Happy Hour every Thursday at Prince George's Stadium when the Bay Sox are home. Live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30. It's all sponsored by Bud Light. Be sure to get your tickets for each game at baysox.com. Bottom of the seventh as Bowie leads 5-2 over Altoona. Anthony Servideo leads off and 0-for-1 day as a walk and a run scored. After him, it'll be Cesar Prieto and Kobe Mayo to bat. Altoona makes a pitching change, bringing in left-hander Tyler Samaniego. First pitch into Servideo is called a strike on the outside half of the zone. Sits around the waist, and it's nothing and one to start. So Travis McGregor is done. He worked perfect in relief. The 0-1 pitch is just too far outside. Samaniego tried to extend the zone a little bit, see if he could get Servideo to chase. Didn't happen. 1 1/3 innings for McGregor. No hits, runs, walks, 2 strikeouts. That was it. 1-1. Right down Broadway for a called strike, and it's 1-2 here on Servideo. And it makes way for Samaniego, 6'4", 205-pound, 24-year-old lefty from Huntsville, Alabama. 15th round selection in 2021. The 1-2 pitch, and Servideo watches called strike 3. Couple of wide pitches there from the lefty. Definitely threw off Servideo, and he's called out. That's the first strikeout, of course, for Samaniego. 9th overall for Altoona pitching as we go back to the top of the lineup for Cesar Prieto. On the season for Altoona, Samaniego has 12 appearances. He's gone 1-1 with a 6.92 ERA. 13 innings, 12 strikeouts. First pitch, and Prieto grounds it off of his foot over to first base. Well, plate umpire quick to react to that one as Jacob Gonzalez had pounced on the ball, but Prieto went down fast, and it's nothing and one to start. 1-for-3 day for Cesar. He singled on the third pitch that Bowie had seen all day. Went to the right side with it, snuck it through a slim gap between the first and second baseman, and scored on Kobe Mayo's 2-run home run. But the umpire gives him time to reset, get that foot moving a little more, get the blood pumping by getting around a tad. And now he's back in the box. The 0-1 pitch quickly from Samaniego, and Pareto fouls it the other way. Run it to nothing and two. 13 innings for Samaniego, 12 strikeouts, 8 walks. No homers. So they shade him on the pull side pretty heavily. Now the 1-2, up and in. Pareto has to lean back, reverse smooth criminal lean, as they call it. I don't know who they are. I just made that up. It's 5-2, Bowie. You're in the bottom of the seventh. Next pitch. And Pareto bounces it to the right side, but this time the shade works. Drew Maggi dropped the ball and recovered with a bare hand on the dirt to throw to first in time. 4-3 put out. There's two gone. Now here's Kobe Mayo, who has driven in 3 of the Bay Sox runs today. First pitch, and it's called a strike. Inside half of the plate, starts it at nothing and one. 2-for-3 overall, the home run in the first, an RBI single and a run scored in the fifth, as the 0-1 pitch from Samaniego is called a strike once again on the outside half. He's really pitching with character right now. Samaniego is really trying to recover. He needs a bounce back, and seems like he's getting it as the 0-2 pitch is inside, 1-2. Because if you recall, Samaniego pitched in that 13-11 loss for Bowie. He was the one that really helped the Bay Sox kickstart their attempt at a comeback. Came in the 8th inning. Did not record an out, the 1-2 pitch. And Mayo golfs it out towards shallow left, sprinting in and closing the gap. Macias makes the catch. 3 up, 3 down. Samaniego allowed 5 runs without an out recorded when he last saw Bowie. Now he retires the side in order in the 7th. On to the 8th, a 5-2 Bowie lead on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up now at BaySox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capitol Gold WNAV.
Mason Martin leads off for Altoona as we move into the 8th inning here at Prince George's Stadium. A 5-2 Bay Sox lead. It'll be Jacob Gonzalez and Matt Frazier to follow as Carlos Tavera, a much cleaner 7th inning, worked around an error for a scoreless frame, is trying to make it one step further, see if he can put them down in order. First pitch. Martin watches off-speed miss outside. It's 1-0 to start. Martin walked and scored in the 6th inning against Tavera. It was 2 walks, a drop third strike, and a wild pitch that gave Altoona their run. As the 1-0 pitch is right down Broadway, off speed for called strike. It's 1-1. Tanaj Thomas warming in the bullpen for Altoona. Definitely needs some work. One of the closers for the curve this season, him and Samaniego. As the 1-1 is too far down and away, and the count goes to 2-1 on Martin. Solo home run for Mason Martin. He scored both Altoona runs today. Homer came back in the 4th. He also walked in the 1st. As Tavera is already up to 56 pitches. 2-1. Swing and a piece foul. Hits off of the catcher's mitt and rolls a little bit over to the right side. Count goes to 2-2. Tavera's season high in total pitches is 75, so he's still got some length to cover. But his last two appearances, he's only been in the high 50s, low 60s. 2-2. In there, strike three. Got him with a fastball outside half of the plate. Already the fourth strikeout for Carlos Tavera today, one shy of tying a season's high. And here's Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez 0 for 2, walked back in the sixth inning. Flew out to right field in the first, grounded out to third base in the fourth. First pitch here, and he watches fastball, tail onto the outside half of the plate for a called strike. It's nothing and one to start. Here's the 0-1, and it's popped up. Foul ground, left side, Mayo onto the warning track. It'll get out of play. Not too far, only about a row deep. Bounces off the top of the Altoona dugout a couple of times into a seat back, and it's already nothing in two. But Bowie leads 5-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. Wrapping up a six-game set with Altoona, they just need to maintain for these final five outs, and they can force a series split as we've got time called. A couple of baseballs have made their way into left field from the Altoona bullpen. John Rhodes is trying to get the attention of the umpires to make sure he could go get them. Doesn't want to have his back turned to the field if a play happens, of course. Wind dying down a little as the 0-2 is golfed high out towards shallow left. Left side, foul ground. Rhodes running. Mayo camps, but he's called off by no one. He stopped, anticipating Rhodes or Servideo to be there, and the ball falls in foul just in front of the Altoona bullpen mound. That was a missed opportunity for the Bay Sox. Hopefully it doesn't affect them too much as the count remains at nothing and two. Tavera still in command to hopefully put down Gonzalez here. Wastes no time. Kicks and fires the next. And it misses down and in. One ball and two strikes. But a 5-2 Bowie lead after they wrap this one up. It's going to be a quick turnaround to get on the bus tomorrow. Carlos Tavera has something going on right now. He's got a little bit of dust in his eye. Lose a contact? I'm not sure. Has the mask off. Fiddling with something. But now he's got it back on. Yeah, an early bus ride tomorrow to Akron and an 11 o'clock first pitch on Tuesday against the Rubber Ducks. As the 1-2 pitch is fouled off, a bouncer, third base side. Count stays. It's going to be a tough week just in terms of scheduling for the Bay Sox up in Akron. They have to play 11 o'clock on Tuesday, and then the Rubber Ducks are one of the few inconsiderate teams to play at 6 o'clock on Sunday. As the 1-2 pitch is grounded to third, but picked in foul territory by Kobe Mayo. He curled on it, realized it was going foul, still grabbed it anyway just before it got to the bag. And one of the umpires is, the first base umpire is staring over at one of the just gathering of children by the Bay Sox dugout. I think he's trying to make sure they don't throw anything into the field of play. Another 1-2 pitch, and it's grounded up the middle of base hit. So that missed opportunity on the fly ball in foul territory hurts Bowie here. Not only did it require Carlos Tavera to throw what was eventually four more pitches, it turns into a single for Jacob Gonzalez. But Bowie's still ahead by three with only one on and one out here in the eighth. It's just an issue of pitch count more so right now. Left-hander Matt Frazier into the box. First pitch to him is too far outside. It's 1-0 to start. Frazier 0-for-3. He's gone to left field twice, once in a fly, once in a line. He struck out swinging back in the sixth. But 5-2 Bowie, 7 hits for the Bay Sox, 5 for Altoona. Bowie has the lone error in the game as the 1-0. It is called a strike at the knees. Fastball runs it even at 1-1. The Bay Sox will get going on Tuesday
against Akron at 11:05 before it's 6:35 the next 4 days. 1-1 pitch, check swing, breaking ball down and in, no appeal. Two balls and one strike here from Tavera. Bowie will send Cade Povich to the hill. Akron does not have any anticipated starters yet for that series. Two 1 pitch. This is down, 3-1. Two walks for Tavera so far. 68 pitches. Only, make it 69 pitches. Only 38 of them going for strikes. The Bay Sox have some bodies starting to roam around in the bullpen. Runner at first, one away. The 3-1 is swung on and missed. Got him with a nice sinking fastball to run it full. Frazier on the season with full counts is 2-for-10 with two strikeouts and two walks. He's hit into, well, no double plays this season. Bay Sox have turned a couple this week. More so in the front half of the series, though. Here's a pickoff throw to first, but more of just a lob. Kerstad didn't even really need to try and bother for a tag. By the time the ball got to him, Gonzalez was already back at the base standing. See what Gonzalez does, though. Stays put, 3-2, is golfed into center field on a line, but a great run from Billy Cook. He makes the catch. Frazier went down and away to scoop that one into the air, and Cook has been making some great jumps in center today. That's the second out of the frame. As Tyler Birch gets back up in the bullpen for Bowie, that was the 71st pitch for Carlos Tavera. Macias 0-for-3 today. First pitch. And he watches it miss low. 1-0 to start. Three of the four batters this inning have started ahead 1-0. Macias reached on the drop third strike in the sixth inning. It was a passed ball by Tim Cisnera, then went to second base in a wild pitch. He's lined out to center field twice. And a lot of movement from Billy Cook just in general. He's seen a lot of action. 1-0 pitch. Fastball snapped up on the lower outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-1.
Nine.
Beat me to it.
I did.
I was counting them out just as you said that. Here's the 1-1. Line to short and off the outstretched glove of Anthony Servideo. He nearly had it. It's in the left field, a base hit. John Rhodes will pick it as Jacob Gonzalez goes to second base. Macias has hits in back-to-back games now, and let's see if that's the end of the day for Carlos Tavera, as he's just about to hit his season high in pitch count. I don't think Tyler Birch has had enough time to warm up yet, but it is his second time getting loose on the mound, so he might not need as extended of a warm-up period. And looks like I'm right. Kyle Moore is out of the dugout. So Carlos Tavera unable to finish three innings, gives up two base hits here in the eighth. Again, part of that comes on to the defense for missing a big chance on a pop-up in foul territory. But two singles, still not easy for most. Moore has not made the point just yet, however. And Birch has not left the bullpen, so I'm not going to call it just... Oh, there's the point. All right. Usually when it's Moore, it's a for certain event that he's going to make the switch, and that trend continues. So Tyler Birch coming in, we'll tell you about him in a little bit as we continue with the top of the eighth here on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Georgia Stadium as we continue with the top of the eighth inning here. A pitching change for the Bay Sox as Carlos Tavera is unable to finish three innings. Bowie turns to Tyler Burch as runners stand at first and second for Altoona with two outs here with a 5-2 advantage. Tavera's line is not yet done. He's going to take a no decision in this one. 2 2/3 innings. So far, two hits he's allowed. Only one run. It was unearned because of a passed ball on a drop third strike that should have ended the inning on the third strikeout. So an unearned run with four strikeouts total, two walks, no home runs. He could be charged for up to three runs with two runners on base. But Tyler Burch takes over to face Drew Maggi, who's 1-for-3 on the day with a double. He popped out to second his last time up. Maggi was thrown out at home plate in the fifth. Right-hander Burch sets. Sends home the first offering, and Maggi hacks at it, but comes up empty on a slider up and away. It's nothing and one to start. Tyler Burch, 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, traded over from Philadelphia in 2021, the Freddie Galvis deal. On the season for Bowie, has made eight appearances, gone 0-1 with a 3.60 ERA in 10 innings. 0-1 pitch. Slider again, but this time too far down and away. It's 1-1. Nine strikeouts, six walks for Burch. He's allowed three home runs. On the season, he has not inherited any runners yet. This is his first opportunity to try and work around with someone else's base runners. Here's the 1-1. Maggi watches it miss outside. It's two balls and one strike. Of the eight appearances Burch has made, he's retired the first batter he's seen six times. The two times he has not, one was a walk, the other was a solo home run. The 2-1 pitch. This is high. Fastball runs the count to three balls and one strike. This is a tying run scenario, too, with Maggi, so Burch needs to be careful. As the 3-1 offering is well too high, ball four. He bounces off the catcher's mitt and skips to the backstop, but since it's ball four, there's not as much urgency. Just need to make sure that they don't try and take an extra base. Leadoff walk, though, out of the bullpen for Burch. Second time that he's walked the first batter he's seen. And that's the fifth walk overall for Bay Sox pitching, and it loads the bases for Claudio Fenol. Tying run is at first now, as Bowie leads 5-2 in the top of the eighth with two outs. Fenol has not batted with the bases loaded yet this season. Here's the first pitch, and it misses well too far outside. 1-0 to start. Six pitches for Burch, only one of them has been a strike. Tuna has two grand slams this season. Both have been against Bowie. 1-0 pitch. This is down. Two balls and no strikes. Matt Gorski had one back in April. Mason Martin had one back on Wednesday. Here's the 2-0. Called a strike at the letters. It's 2-1. Burch having a slightly tough time so far, but he's not entirely being helped by the strike zone. As the 2-1 is a slider that misses down and away. Three balls and one strike here with the bases loaded, all coming with two outs. Small amount of wind at the ballpark. 3-1 pitch is called strike at the knees, and it runs full. And Fenol has not batted with the bases loaded yet this season. 0-for-2 with a fly out, a line out, and a walk. Runners looking ahead, start at all bags. Burch holds. The payoff. Got him! Called strike three on an outside fastball. Burch adds to the jam slightly, but comes through unscathed. On to the bottom of the eighth as Bowie leads 5-2 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll.
Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Listen to Bay Sox Baseball anywhere. Search WNEV on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, bottom of the eighth here at Prince George's Stadium. Altoona making a pitching change as Bowie still leads 5-2. Tanaj Thomas takes over, replacing Tyler Samaniego, who fired a perfect seventh. The Bay Sox have not gotten anything since John Rhodes' RBI double in the fifth. Seven in a row retired by two different pitchers. That'll be Heston Kerstad, then Rhodes again, and T.T. Bowens to try and change that. Samaniego retired, one batter by strikeout, got a ground out and a flyout as Thomas takes over. Tanaj Thomas, a 6'4", 210-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Freeport in the Bahamas, traded over from Cleveland back in 2018. On the season for Altoona, 12 appearances, a 2-1 record, and a 7.43 ERA. 13 and a third innings, he's actually walked 9 and struck out only 8. He's allowed 2 homers. Third base plays in on Kerstad, and the first pitch to him is a curveball that misses just too far inside. Borderline pitch, and the count starts out at 1-0. 2-for-3 day for Heston, a pair of singles, one to short, one up the middle. That drove in a run in the fifth. He's also scored. 1-0, and it misses outside. Count goes to 2-0. First time today that Kerstad is leading off an inning, and he's put together good work in that role. 5 of his 9 home runs have been when he's the first batter of an inning. 2-0 pitch from Thomas, and it misses down and inside, 3-0. But like many pitchers, lately, especially later in innings, Kerstad might not get something to even sniff at. Here he's ahead 3-0. Next pitch in from Thomas, and it's fouled back to the screen. Count does go 3-1. Wanderson Charles getting loose for the Bay Sox in the bullpen as he'll come in for the save in the top of the ninth inning. Unless Bowie adds on at least one more run here in this frame. 3-1. Kerstad watches it miss just under the knees for ball 4. Still not too sure that probably could have gone for a ball. I swear, they must have temporarily changed the strike zone rules this week and taken them from the belly button to the waist.
Well, it was the high strike the first 5 games, but it's been a lot low today. That's true.
I'm not sure. But a leadoff walk. Kerstad's aboard for the third time today, and now John Rhodes will bat as Thomas is taking a little bit of time to get set. 1-for-3 day for Rhodes. RBI double in the fifth inning. That capped the 3-run frame for Bowie that has given them the lead they have. First pitch in from Thomas, and it's a curveball well too far inside. Rhodes had to take about a step and a half back out of the box to make sure it didn't get to him. Fortunately, it was slow enough that he saw it coming the whole way and had no issue. It's 1-0 to start. T.T. Bowens on deck. Bowie up 5-2 here in the bottom of the eighth. He'll just need 3 quick outs in the ninth to pick up this series split. Here's the 1-0. Slider hits the lower outside corner of the zone. Count goes even at 1. Probably not intentional there from Thomas, but to go that far inside and then nail the lower outside corner is successful enough. Saw a pitch like that from Carlos Tavera, though, in that same section of the strike zone called for ball earlier. That's what's a bit unfortunate. 1-1, and Rhodes grounds it hard to third. Picked by Fenol, and a chance for 2. Throws to Maggi for 1, back to Gonzalez at first, and it's in time for the double play. Thirty-ninth double play that Altoona has turned this season. That's the third that John Rhodes has hit into. 5-4-3. And here's T.T. Bowens. First pitch, right-hander, grounds it back to the mound. Tanaj Thomas gets it off of his glove and barehands it from the dirt on the mound, throws to first. A little bit of a scamper from Jacob Gonzalez to get his foot on the bag, but he gets it there. 1-3 putout ends the inning. Leadoff walk eliminated, and we're on to the ninth. Bowie needs three quick outs to force the series split. We're back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
As always, it's nice to have you along for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball this afternoon. Thank you so much for stopping by. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. As we move to the ninth inning, Bowie leads 5-2. Wanderson Charles comes on to try and pick up the save, his second of the season. Tyler Burch is done for the day. He earns a hold with a scoreless third of an inning. No hits, one walk, one strikeout. Very simple. He's stranded. The bases loaded. It'll be the top of the Altoona lineup to face off against Charles with Leover Peguero leading off, a 1-for-3 day. First pitch home, and Peguero watches fastball miss down and in at 98. It's 1-0 to start. After Peguero, it'll be Lolo Sanchez and Henry Davis to bat. Charles, a 6'4", 250-pound right-hander. Minor league free agent signed this past December, formerly in the Oakland system. 1-1 pitch. 1-0 pitch, rather, is called strike in the outside half, so now it's 1-1. Not sure where they got that first strike from. 1-1 gap up the middle here. Now they say there's two outs on the board. Next offering is swung on and missed down. And it's 1-2 here on Peguero with bases empty, none out. Wind out to left field just a little bit. As Sanchez sets. The next, fouled back to the screen, and the count stays. Charles on the season, 6 appearances, 1-1, has not allowed an earned run in 6 2/3 innings, 11 strikeouts, 3 walks. He's converted his only save opportunity of the year. This is his second chance. The 1-2 pitch, check swing, got him! Nice slider on the outside half of the plate for Charles. Opens with a strikeout. That's 7 on the day for Bay Sox pitchers, and Lolo Sanchez bats. One for 4 day for Sanchez. Had an infield single in the fifth. There have been a couple of infield singles from both sides today. First pitch, Sanchez watches off speed for called strike top half of the plate. It's nothing at 1. Charles will definitely use the off speed stuff a little more often early in his appearances. He's got a sinker and a slider, as well as a split finger and a four-seamer. 0-1, and it's grounded to the left side. Cervidio waits, scoops it on a low bounce, charges the throw to first, and it's in time. Kerstad leans down a bit to grab it, and a 6-3 putout puts the Bay Sox one out away from a Sunday win. Here's Henry Davis. Once Charles gets deep enough into his outings, he's usually primarily fastball, especially when he can get it up to 99. No reason why not. Henry Davis 0 for 4 today as Charles comes set. First pitch home, and he swings and misses. Starts with the slider down and away, and it's nothing and one to start. That's the fun thing about Charles, is that when he can nick you with that slider, especially against right-handers like that, then he comes at you with something in the mid-98, 99 range. 0-1, swung on and missed. Got him with another slider, this time down and in. And he's one strike away. Fans getting into it as the Bay Sox look to close this one out. They lead 5-2 here in the top of the ninth. Bases empty, two outs. Charles comes set. The 0-2 pitch to Davis. Fastball misses down, and it's one ball and two strikes. The sinking fastball that time. Let's see if he brings out the true heat to try and put down Davis. Charles comes set. Wind pushing in. The 1-2. Grounded to third. Mayo gloves it. Transfers. Throws. It's low, but Kerstad picks it out. And that's the game. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. A Sunday matinee to secure a series split 5-2 over the Altoona Curve. It's been a fun week at the ballpark, and Andre will wrap this one up for you next when we get going with Bay Sox postgame. We're back after this on Capital Gold WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, a roller coaster series this week ends on a high note for the Bay Sox as they salvage their first six-game split of 2023, taking it 5-2 over the Altoona Curve here on a Sunday afternoon from Prince George's Stadium. Welcome back in, everybody, to Bay Sox postgame. Andre McGarro here with you to get this one wrapped up and preview Bowie's road trip next week to Akron as the Bay Sox improve to 12-25 on the season with their 5-2 victory over the Curve this afternoon. It was a fast start for Bowie, and I think a needed one at that after they had fallen behind early in this series fairly often. The bats got going quickly in a matchup of two starters that were making their third start against the opposition already this season, and that familiarity played into the Bay Sox hands early as Jared Jones opposed Justin Armbruster on the mound. It got started at 1:08 p.m. Eastern Time, and Armbruster, wouldn't say he labored through the first inning, but certainly was a little bit of struggle. He gave up a leadoff single to Leover Peguero on a ball that was softly hit, admittedly. A couple of fly ball outs, and then a walk to Mason Martin. That put two on with two out, but Armbruster was able to get out of the frame on 21 pitches after a fly ball out from Jacob Gonzalez. Then came the success from the top of the Bay Sox lineup that they saw out against Jones on Tuesday. It was, again, their third time seeing him. Cesar Prieto could lead off the game with a hard hit single. And then Kobe Mayo came to the plate. Boy, he had a big day at the plate for this Bay Sox attack, and he got it started early with his first home run of the season.
Next pitch crushed. Deep out to right center field. Frazier out to the warning track and the wall. It's gone. Kobe Mayo says goodbye. His fifth home run of the season. A two-run blast. And the Bay Sox lead 2-0 in the first.
So for Mayo, that's his fifth home run of the season, as stated, and it gave Bowie the early advantage. From there, Jared Jones would settle in and actually pitch rather well throughout the rest of his outing, a mixture of softly hit balls and a couple of hard-struck balls against Jones, but Bowie would only get two more hits the rest of the afternoon against him through his four frames, and he struck out six after striking out a season-high seven Bay Sox through four frames on Tuesday. So the strikeout stuff played for Jones. Bowie was able to stay in front, though, because Armbruster was dealing through those middle frames. At one point, had sat down seven batters in a row and eventually made it eight to the top of the fourth inning. And it was a lot of fly ball outs, a lot of balls shagged out by Billy Cook, who had a very good game defensively in center field. But then with one out in the fifth inning, Mason Martin came to the dish, and he would get Altoona on the board and right back into the ballgame. Armbruster is up there north of 50 pitches now on the afternoon. He threw 68 through his six innings on Tuesday, and with it being his second start of the week, see how long he goes, but right now cruising. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, hammered. Deep towards right field. Bowen's racing back, edge of the track, the wall. He looks up, and it's gone. Mason Martin hits his second home run of the series. A deep drive to right field, 380 feet, 102 miles per hour off the bat. For Martin, that is home run number six on the season. Altoona back in the game. It's 2-1. And the home long balls have stung the Bay Sox at times this season, but credit to Armbruster. He went right back in and continued to attack hitters, getting out of the frame with no further damage. And then a one-out double for Altoona in Drew Maggi in the fifth inning. Well, it spelled a little bit of danger towards the edge of the outing for Armbruster, and a weakly hit ground ball up the middle by Lolo Sanchez in the fifth inning with two outs. It gave an opportunity for Maggi to try and score off of the infield single, but a good recovery from Cesar Prieto at second base. He was able to get a hold of the baseball and nab Maggi trying to score from second base, and it allowed Altoona, or rather Bowie, to hold on to that one-run advantage. Those through five frames for Armbruster, four hits, just the one earned run, two walks, just one strikeout, but he pitched very well throughout the majority of his time and was able to qualify for that second win of the season. It was going to be up to the bats for the Bay Sox to try to put him in a position to win that game. They were going to need some insurance, and they got it against the Altoona bullpen in the fifth inning. Hitting with runners in scoring position has been an up-and-down trend for the Bay Sox this season, but with two outs, Bowie really executed this afternoon. A one-out walk to Anthony Servideo saw him take a trip around the bases on a couple of ground ball outs and get to third base, and then Kobe Mayo would come up. Already two RBIs on the afternoon. Mayo would notch one more to give the Bay Sox some insurance. There's one on the ground, left side, going to be a tough play. Peguero ranges in the hole, and it eats him up. Into left field, Mayo reaches first, Servideo comes home to score. RBI single for Kobe Mayo. Bowie gets the run back. It's 3-1 Bay Sox. And that RBI single for Mayo gave him his third RBI of the afternoon. A great game for Mayo, who is just over the amount of games played he had in AA last season now, and you continue to see that growth from him as he delivers three today. That wouldn't be all for Bowie in that fifth inning. Mayo advanced to second on a wild pitch from right-hander Matt Eckelman, and that brought up Keston Kerstad. And you're talking about development. Kerstad been hitting the ball a lot better with runners on base, and he was able to add on even further for Bowie. Nearly plunked Kerstad in the foot, who just watched it go by. Now speed that sank too low. The count's now 1-2, and a runner in scoring position for Kerstad to try to get another run across for Bowie. 1-2 pitch is hit on the ground right side. Maggi can't get it. It's into right center field for a base hit. Mayo rounds third. He'll come home to score. Sanchez won't even make a throw. RBI single, Heston Kerstad. Bay Sox get two here in the fifth to take a 4-1 lead. And it wouldn't stop there for Bowie either. Kerstad had a quick trip around the bases because the two-out hits just kept on coming against Matt Eckelman. John Rhodes, who has been hitting the ball particularly well since coming off the injured list, had an RBI opportunity and has been able to continue to use that extra base power he's brought off the injured list with him. Rhodes, 9 walks, 27 strikeouts on the season. The 3-2, runner goes, and he hammers it down the left field line. It's fair, down the line into the corner. Macias fields off the wall. Kerstad getting the wave home. Relay throw goes into third base on a couple of hops. Kerstad scores. The hits keep on coming with two outs for Bowie. RBI double for John Rhodes. Hits in 9 of 10. Bowie's got 3 in the frame. They lead 5-1. That insurance for the Bay Sox would be all they needed on the afternoon. It got a little dicey at times after getting into the bullpen, but Carlos Tavera didn't have his best stuff today. Walked a couple, gave up a couple of hits, but pitched well when he had to through the 2 2/3. He walked a pair of runners, had a drop third strike that loaded the bases in his first inning of work, and he threw a wild pitch that allowed a run to come home and score in Martin in the sixth inning, but was able to bear down and get a weak pop-up out to second base to get himself out of that frame with only the one run. From there, he settled in and worked around a couple of base runners in the seventh inning, was able to retire two in the eighth inning around a couple of singles. But then Tyler Burch entered in the top half of the eighth inning, and Altoona would load the bases again as Burch walked the first batter he faced in Drew Maggi to load the bases with two outs. And Claudio Phenol came to the dish. Burch needed a big play. He got it. He got his second hold of the season on a looking strikeout of Phenol and was able to get Bowie out of that frame. Wattison Charles, a clean 1-2-3 ninth inning, saw out the victory. So your final lines, Bowie 5 runs on 7 hits. They made one error. Altoona 2 runs on 6 hits. No errors. The win goes to Justin Armbruster, hard-earned on his end with the good season he's had so far. Moves to 2-1 on the campaign. The loss goes to Jared Jones. He drops to 0-2. And a second save in the Orioles organization for Wandison Charles in a game that took 2 hours, 32 minutes to complete in front of 3,137 fans here this afternoon at Prince George's Stadium. We're going to step aside on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, a look around the rest of the Eastern League, the Orioles system. And we'll preview for Bowie's set next week against Akron. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Rams head on stage. Live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Back on Bay Sox postgame, Bowie takes it 5-2 out with the Altoona curve this afternoon to salvage a 6-game split with Altoona. Move to 12-25 on the season. Let's take a look at some of the action around the rest of the Eastern League. Couple of final scores already. There were a lot of early start times and also the handful of doubleheaders that got played today, so we'll work through that as we go. We'll start with a first of a 7-inning doubleheader in Hartford between the Yard Goats and the Portland Sea Dogs. Portland was trailing 4-0, then they scored 5 in the top of the 6th, and Portland takes that abbreviated affair by a 5-4 final. A 9-inning affair in Somerset between Reading and the Patriots. The Fightins take it 3-1 with a run in the top of the 7th to get that one wrapped up. Only 4 hits for Reading, 9 hits for Somerset, but Fightin' Phils are able to bend but not break in that victory. Also a final over in Harrisburg, the Senators 8-6 over the Erie Seawolves. 5-run bottom of the 5th for Harrisburg sees them move back to 500. Erie drops to 20-19, so things are going to stay extra tight in that Southwest division as it stands right now. Binghamton and New Hampshire are also playing a doubleheader today, but the front end of that went into 8 innings, and it was a wild extra inning affair. It goes 9-8 Rumble Ponies. They take it. They scored 2 in the top of the 7th to take the lead. Then New Hampshire scored 3 in the bottom of the 7th to score extras. Then Binghamton scored 3 in the top of the 8th to take the lead, and New Hampshire had 2 in the bottom half to make it interesting, but ultimately could not prevail. They are starting the second end of that doubleheader right now, top of the first inning, just getting underway, 2 batters in New Hampshire right now. Portland and Hartford also getting started with their back end. They're in the middle of the first inning. Portland putting up a goose egg in the top half of the first. And in the bottom of the 8th, Richmond is trying to come from behind. They have done so. Now they're trying to hang on against Akron. They scored 3 in the bottom of the 8th to take a 5-3 lead. That one will be for first place in the Southwest Division heading into next week. And of course, Bowie taking on Akron next week. But before that, let's take a look at the scores around the rest of the Orioles organization. Baltimore in a tight one north of the border right now against Toronto, tied at 2 as things currently stand. 3-for-4 day with a double for Cedric Mullins, a couple of RBIs as well, one for Adley Rutschman, one for Anthony Santander. Joey Ortiz also in the lineup, going 1-for-3 in the 9-hole, and Michael Givens getting his first outing for the Orioles this season. He went an inning and allowed an earned run on a couple of walks. Norfolk Falls in their series finale against Syracuse, 9-1. The Tides getting 2 hits from Jordan Westberg in that defeat. Keegan Aiken went 3 frames to start off for Norfolk at the AAA level. In High A, Aberdeen, they're up 4-1 right now on Winston-Salem, looking to move within a game of 500. 2-for-3 day for Jackson Holliday with an RBI, and Daniel Fetterman goes 5 one-run innings in the start for Aberdeen. At the single-A level, Delmarva, 17-14 on the season. They have a late start in their matchup tonight, 5:05 p.m. first pitch with Jared Beck getting the ball for them. But here at the double-A level, the Bowie Bay Sox win it 5-2 over the Altoona Curve to salvage their split. Bowie is back in action early, 11:05 start time, or 11 a.m. start time, I should say, in Akron against the Rubber Ducks. You can join Matt Sabatis for all the action all week long from Ohio. But for now, signing off from Prince George's Stadium, once again, our final, Bowie 5, Altoona 2. For Matt Sabatis, I'm Andre Magero, signing off from Prince George's Stadium, and we thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.